is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hello everybody, this is Madhouse Radio's 4-year anniversary show. We're definitely going to do something about the volume here. I'm thinking I can probably get away with moving a little bit over, but I'm not sure. It's so loud in here.
Move it inch over.
We're live at Lopez's Cigar and Cigar Bar in Orlando, and we're doing the 4-year anniversary show. I'm hoping that the music is coming through okay.
Right,
I don't know how good it sounds.
The music's fine.
Right,
yeah, the music's coming in really well.
All right, good. I'm trying my best to make it as audible as possible tonight. And there we go. This might be a little better now. All right, everybody.
Yeah. The only problem I feel you're going to have is the background music and stuff that's behind you.
Yeah, I mean, none of these people are here for Madhouse Radio. I mean, they're just chilling and doing their own thing here tonight. And
well, why don't you say who you are, say you're a big celebrity, and then, like, have them clap and everything.
Nobody cares. I'm Carlito. I'm the host of Madhouse Radio. It's a 4-year anniversary show here with me tonight. I don't know, is Milkman around? I can't really see. No, see, Tuck. Big Tuck from TuckerMike.com. How you doing,
yeah,
man?
Kokanee's here.
Oh, he is. Kokanee's here, too. All right, Kokanee. I can play the applause, but I don't even think he can hear it. I'm just not going to play any sound effects.
Yeah, you can. A little bit. Vaguely.
I'll play KDK laughing. There, we all love that. It's always funny. All right.
Yeah, we can hear him fine.
All right, so hi to Tuck.
You can always hear him well.
Hi to Tuck and Kokanee. We have a lot of special stuff planned for you tonight. It's our 4-year anniversary show. We're going to be playing the top 10 prank calls of the year. As a matter of fact, we're looking forward to that, of course. 10 great prank calls that span the history of the last 365 days of Madhouse Radio on the air. And we're also going to have some special guests on the air that are going to be calling in. I don't know if we can do prank calls tonight. I definitely have access to all my resources. The chat room is in front of me, and I see all you are making it. I'm sorry for being on so late. If someone in Syndicate can let me know what our quality is like in there. I don't know if we're really loud, over-modulated or not. Let me know. I'm trying my best to keep the volume as nice as possible here. This is a lot. I wasn't expecting this. Apparently Thursday's ladies' night. So there's a lot of drunken ladies here. There's a few cougars. There's a MILF over there in the corner.
What's up?
And I'm hoping Evil Ari should come here. I believe you're allowed here if you're under 18. I mean, if you're 18, at least 18 years old. So, Evil Ari, get with me on the messenger, and I'll give you directions here. We're at Lopez Cigar Bar in Orlando, Florida, celebrating 4 years of Madhouse Radio being on the air. If the toll-free line doesn't come...
We're smoking up there for Lopez.
I'm going to start smoking a cigar here pretty soon. I'm going to help myself to a nice cigar here in a little bit.
Okay, well, I got a Phillies blunt, so I'll light up when you light up.
Well, that's a classy cigar right there. Lonesome Loser checking in with numbers. I'm 90% certain I should be able to get the phone to work. You know, I'm pretty sure it has three-way on here. So we should be able to do some prank calls. At least that's what Lopez told me when I talked to him before. This is on his line. He's good people. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Orlando, but when you do,
Lopez,
try to stop in and check in on Lopez. There's a lot of noise and stuff here in the background, folks. I'm very sorry. I did the best I could to keep this as nice as possible. I think I failed.
I don't think you failed. I think you're doing okay.
There's something coming through. There's like another... There's some other kind of...
I'll give you an 80% right now.
I don't know. Give me a second, folks. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to play a little bit of music while I try to fix one thing real quick. I think I might be able to get things a little better here. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Until then, TigerMike.com and check out the blog.
All right, I think I got it better now. Here we go. All right, good deal. All right, so counting down the numbers.
Yeah, it's better. Hello.
All right, well, good. A little bit, at least. I got a little further away now. So everybody want to call in, the toll-free line is open. It's 1-888-278-8509. Once again, 1-888-278-8509. Oh, it's Milkman. Milkman made it. All right, Milkman. Hey, everybody.
Cigar bar.
It's Milkman.
Hey, how you doing, man? Are you talking from the bathroom?
Nobody cares about you, Milkman.
Anybody here know Milkman?
Yeah, he's in the bathroom of the cigar bar.
Oh, okay. I thought I was taking a shit or something.
Not
so
many people know who you are, Milkman. Alright. So.
You're very echoey yourself, by the way.
Who's that, me? Or Milkman? Milkman's almost got an echo.
Milkman.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if that. Because of what you call it, set up for Milkman setup.
I don't know. All right, so we're gonna play getting a Milkman. It's 4 years on the air, man. I'm live at Lopez Cigar Bar here in Orlando.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
My
starting to year number 5, right here, 98.6 miles.
My man Lopez got me.
All
right, brother, so check it out. We're going to go ahead and do the first of these special prank calls for tonight. We're not starting the countdown yet, but this is the bits and pieces of the best celebrity prank.
Audio?
The best, shut up, Milkman, the best celebrity prank of the year. And that was a Sunny Landon by Hollywood Vanya. It's for the third season of Madhouse Radio. Everybody enjoy the best celebrity prank call we did in the last year. This is the Sunny Landon. He was in Predator, and he died in a bunch of other movies. Wasn't he Shawshank Redemption 2 or something like that? I think he was, wasn't he? He dies in every movie he's in. He's been in a porno, too. Sunny Landon, everybody. Google if you don't know who he is. Go fuck yourselves, all right? Listen to this.
Dude, are you, like, got a lot of background noise?
Yes, who am I speaking?
This is Charlie Watcher. I'm with NRAN, the National Relations for Head of National. How are you today, sir?
If you're calling about money, I'm in bankruptcy court, pal.
No, sir. I'm not calling about money. I just want to clear something up that you had said a while back. I understand that you had referred to some of our people as cowheads. Is it correct, sir? You said
that was a statement used. Yes.
But
what
you
about
do genocide against the Arabs? Is that correct, sir?
No, bombing the Arab different Arab countries.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is you want to kill me, is it correct?
Are you an American citizen?
I have green card, yes.
Do you believe in, do you support America?
Well, I must support America. I have to be here. But I will
tell
you
then no. I am talking about people that are.
Shut your mouth and let me listen. Listen to me, Mr. Landon.
Will you shut up and listen?
Respect. You show me the respect I deserve.
All right, then shut up and listen.
I listen to you. Shut your mouth. I talk first. I am the bigger man here. You listen to me, and I tell you what. I will listen to you when I'm done. We on good ground for this? Hello?
Hear
you, White Gabber.
So therefore, yes, we should have bombed them, and war.
So you want to kill innocent people that maybe didn't do anything? Is this what I'm getting?
It's the government. The government should have policies that don't endanger their citizens.
You really want to kill everybody. You want to fight them out. You want to be
There's not. They don't. If they surrender, they don't have to be. They don't have to be wiped out.
Do you understand? Surrendering can basically mean you could die too in this country, in that country over there. Do you understand this?
Do I understand what?
All right, everybody. That's Hollywood Vanya. That was Hollywood Vanya from earlier in October.
war is surrender.
Hollywood Vanya from earlier in October, and he did that prank call to Sonny Landham. He's an actor in Hollywood, a real-life actor, and he's a racist actor, as you can tell. Everybody, this is Madhouse Radio, our four-year anniversary show. We're live at Lopez Cigar and Bar, or Cigar Bar and Grill or something. I forgot what it's called. Anyway, my boy Lopez hooked us up. He's got a nice internet connection here, and he let us use his phone line, and he's got some speakers set up here outside, and there's a little group of people out there listening. I hope they enjoy the show. We're going to play, we're going to do some live prank calls in a moment. Before we do that, the number one international prank call of the third season was to Japan. I don't know if you remember this, Milkman and Tuck. Milkman, you're Japanese, aren't you? You're half Japanese, right? Half Japanese and half white boy.
He's got a little Japanese in him.
Yeah, he does. He got a little bit of Japanese in him.
Unmute me, asshole.
Well, you're unmuted now, asshole. Asshole fuck. I'm doing my best to make the, you know.
Dude, your audio sucks, man. It's horrible.
Well, I'm live in a bar. What do you want? I'm in a cigar bar. It's full of people, full of women drinking.
Dude, you need a quiet spot.
It's $1 per drink for women right now, apparently. And this is the first of a very beautiful set of promotions we're going to have here once a month, Milkman, live from Lopez Cigar Bar.
I'm dude, quite you got to do something about your audio, man. It's not going to be listened to, man. I mean, you ought to hear how bad it is.
I don't think it's that bad. What's that? Hello? Apparently Milkman's audio is bad as usual, so we're going to go ahead and just play the international prank call of the year.
All right, dude.
This one goes out to Madhouse, Madhouse Radio, longtime contributor Milkman. This is I Feel Sorry for Your Mother. Thank you.
Shut up. Shut up. Mushi Mushi. Hi, are you an American English speaker?
Yes, this is New Grandpa. How may I help you?
Oh, this is Vagina Jones. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Do you remember Vagina Jones?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember me? I'm Vagina Jones.
Mr. Vagina Jones?
Yeah, you remember me?
I'm sorry. How do you spell your name?
Vagina, V-A-G-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
J-O-N-E-S?
Vagina Jones.
V-A-G-I-N-A?
Yes. Do you remember we talked a few,
yes?
we talked a few months ago, remember I came in? You remember that?
I'm sorry, do you remember who... Did you talk to?
I talked to you. You're the English speaker, right?
There's many English speakers here.
Well, I'm looking. There was a beautiful lady that I talked to, and I...
Uh-huh.
Do you know what oral sex is? Do you know what that is?
I'm sorry. Like, do you remember, like, how do you look like?
Well, you remember if it was me. I mean, if you got oral sex from me, you remember what I was like. What do you mean, what does she look like? She looks like you all look the same. Squinty eyes, yellow skin, black hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know her?
Because we are Japanese, so, like, all of us look like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love you girls, though.
Thank you very much.
So was it you, the girl that I went down on?
I'm sorry?
Are you the girl that I went down on last time?
I'm sorry, is that call for the reservation?
Well, yeah, but I wanted to make reservations, but I wanted to make sure that I could see you again. There was a woman I went down, I performed oral sex on a woman there. And I'm wondering if...
Sorry, just a moment, please, sir.
Okay.
May I place your hold?
I suppose so.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Mushi Mushi.
Yes, hello, sir. Free speaking. I'm the manager of the restaurant. How can I help you?
I want to talk to the woman.
Well, I can help you, sir.
No.
I don't understand, but she didn't get what you want.
Well, I performed oral sex on a woman there a few months ago who worked there, and I was trying to meet up with her again.
What?
I performed oral sex. I performed oral sex on a woman who works there who took my reservation a few months ago. And I was back in Tokyo, and I wanted to meet up with her again for more oral sex.
I don't think you are in the right place, sir.
No, this is the New York girl in Tokyo, right?
Yes. Do you have the name of the girl?
Well, I mean, I don't remember her name. She was a Japanese girl. Do you have any... Is she there?
I don't think so. If you don't have the name, so I cannot give you the girl.
Well, do you know who the girl is that lets guys perform oral sex on her there a lot?
I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot... I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe...
I think one of my girls... I don't think one of my girls do that.
Mm-hmm, I did. After we went into my hotel room. It was really good, man. Have you ever had oral sex before? Like, have you ever done that to a woman?
Are you alright? Huh? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I like to give oral sex.
Are you funny or what?
I'm very funny, man. Hey, you know what's funny? You know what's funny?
Tell me.
We kicked your ass in World War II. That's what's funny, you bastard. We taught you a lesson, didn't we, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, come attack Pearl Harbor again. You know what we're going to do next time? We're going to drop 5 of those fuckers on you.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Let me take care of you, yeah?
You go go to Wikipedia and look up Doolittle's Raid. That's what I want you to look up, too. All right?
All right, mate.
Well, maybe
you
I
have
can...
a good time, yeah?
Can I do oral sex on you?
Yeah, please. Come and see me.
Do you have a small...
Yeah, you come and see me, okay?
Because the Japanese...
You come at the New York Grill and you come and talk to me, okay? Not on the phone.
For oral sex?
If you're a man, you come here and you talk to me.
Oh, if you're a man...
And I will kick your ass, man.
Oh, I'm going to stab you with my Bushido blade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, come.
I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for your mother.
Don't talk about my mother, you dickhead.
Your mother's right here next to me.
That insult works all over the world, doesn't it, folks?
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Be sure to visit us
right.
At madhouselive.com.
Awesome. Everybody, that was the best international prank call of the third season of Madhouse Radio. That was I Feel Sorry For Your Mother. We were talking to Milkman's mom during that. Everyone, Milkman's back. Milkman got over his little monkey. Hang on.
Whoa.
Oh, that's not good. I have some problem with the mic there. Whoa. Give me a second, everybody. I think we got her now. All right, good deal. So everybody, we're live here at Lopez Cigar Bar in East Orlando, home of the Jaeger Colada, apparently, is what I'm being told. If you want to call in toll-free, the toll-free line will be open a little later. It's 1-888-278-8509, just as it always is. We're going to be doing some live prank calls here for a little bit, and then we're going to go into the top 10 prank down. The prank down of the year, we'll be talking to Reclude, who's on the list, as well as Big Zolar from Zolar Party Nation. He'll be on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on SyndicateRadio.tv. Looking forward to that. Why do I even bother playing the applause sound effect? I don't even see it spike up in the audio at all. Let me try to switch lines here real quick. Maybe this might help out. That's a little better here. I think this sounds better, this one here. They just put a landline. They dragged it over from the bar. I think this sounds better than that cordless one they had me using. Anyway, so continuing on, let's go ahead and do some prank calls now. I got some prank calls from Lonesome Loser. Yes, Tuck, we hear you.
Okay, I'm making sure.
All right, we got the new India Sweets and Spices. They're in Los Angeles, California. That's the new India Sweets and Spices in Los Angeles, California. We also have the Ibizu Ramen Restaurant there in Fountain Valley, California. And rounding things out, we got the Puran Indian restaurant. We also have a Greek restaurant here called Alexis. Greek restaurant here called Alexis. Looking forward to that.
tell you what. All right, everybody. So let's go ahead and play a song real quick. We're going to do a live prank call. And we'll come back and we'll play some of... we'll play the first
live.
Two entries of the top
live?
10. We'll play the number 10 and the number 9 song. It's number 10, number 9 prank call of the last year. We're calling the Indian restaurant, everybody. Don't go anywhere. This is Madhouse Radio, live from Lopez Cigar Bar in Orlando. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling this woman. This is how I message you.
Yes, hi. Is this the India restaurant?
No, Ebisu restaurant, actually.
What kind of food is it?
Japanese restaurant.
Oh, you do Japanese food?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm at the Indian restaurant right now, and they're offering me a meal for $5.99, and it's got tandoori, it's got banchu, and it's got the no soda, though. Can you guys meet that? I'll go over there.
What kind of stuff are you getting?
We're Indian food, but that's like with Japanese stuff. You use sauces there, the hot sauce,
uh-huh.
is a spiciness. You got wasabi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What you got with that wasabi? I'll go over there. Fuck this place. They're treating me. I've been waiting here for an hour for my fucking food. And they won't give me my food, and the person doesn't even pay attention to me when it goes by anymore.
Okay.
I've had 5 beers already.
Okay. Just come over then.
Well, what kind of food do you have? Like, do you sit down and you make the big fire in the volcano explode in front of you? Is it that kind of Japanese food?
It's just ramen, and then we have rice stew, and then soup and stuff like that.
What kind of soup you got?
We have miso soup. We have egg
miso.
And vegetable mixed up soup.
Miso. Miso horny. He's so horny, fucker. You know? Do you get that joke a lot?
I'm kind of busy right now.
Can you deliver it over here?
No, we don't do deliver it, yeah.
But I'll give you an extra money. I'll give you one money extra. Five money. I'll give you 5 monies extra. Come on, man.
Sorry.
Seriously, though, come on, man.
I'm
getting really shitty service here from these Indians, and I'm holding you personally responsible. You understand?
Pardon me, sir. I'm really busy right now, and
what's your ethnicity?
Yeah, I don't have time to do this.
What's
yeah.
your ethnicity, sir? Excuse me.
I'm really busy right now, sir.
What's your ethnicity? I command you to give me your ethnicity, you fucker. Asshole.
Returning to main menu.
Fuck you.
You have no new message.
Fucking ass. Well, they have to hang up like that anyway, man. Alright, it was a Japanese restaurant, apparently. It wasn't what we were expecting it to be. My bad. The mouse on my laptop here that I brought with me is dying. Thank you. Alright. Well, they seem to like it. They're on delay over there. They're listening to it on delay, so they were just laughing at the end of it. They were clapping. Thank you very much, folks. All right, they see they're listening there now. All right, everybody, that was that one. So let's really call the Indian place now that I was meaning to call in the first place. This is the new India... the Puran Indian restaurant. That's what we're going to call it, not the Ibiza ramen. I'll be right back after this. The countdown begins.
Well, y'all do have a crowd out there. You do have a crowd that you're listening.
How's the audio doing? Is it all right?
Yeah, the audio's fine. You know, the background is what it is, and people are a little bit in the chat, but you can just do what you can do, right?
I'll get used to it. That's what I'll have to do. Just a moment. We'll be right back with another prank. Testing. Yes, hi. Is this the restaurant? Hello? Is this the Indian restaurant?
Yes.
Listen, I've been waiting here for a long time for my food, and you people still haven't delivered it, so I'm calling you. I want you to come here and deliver my food already. How long does it take?
You already ordered?
I'm here in the restaurant waiting for my food.
Where are you at?
I'm here in the restaurant waiting on my food, and I still haven't gotten it, so I'm calling you to come. Please bring it to my table. What's your name?
Armando?
What's your name?
Fernandez.
Fernandez?
Yeah.
Will you come bring... you got my order there? Write it back to me, please.
I think wrong number.
I'm in table 12.
Wrong number.
No, I'm in table 12. Come on, man. Don't bring the fucking food to me, buddy. Come on, man. I'll give you an extra $5. I'll give you five monies.
I don't want. No, thank you.
Bitch. Fucker, bitch. Fucking asshole. You know, they can't all be winners, everybody. Thank you.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize your entry. You have no new messages. To place a call...
Just a moment, folks. All right, there, I think we got it now. Whenever I'm going to start the countdown, at number 10 of the countdown, this is the ad placement. Now, we had a lot of luck, Tuck. You were around for a lot of these. We did those, we were doing those Monday morning shows, remember? We can still do them, you know. I can still do them for like another month. Maybe I'll do one this week there, Big Tuck. What do you say? Milkman, it's got to work. Maybe we'll call Milkman and harass him at work. Milkman, how you doing? I think Milkman is not able to talk right now. Tuck just dropped out. I think, did I lose internet connection? I hope not. That would be bad. Anyway, so what I was getting at, we were doing a lot of these Monday morning shows, and basically I was taking a Sunday paper, and I was calling all these, you know, ad placement, you know, these job placement ads, you know, ads for jobs in the help wanted section. We had a lot of fun prank calling those. This is one of my favorite ones from those. This is called ad placement jobs. So basically, I took the Orlando Sentinel here in Orlando. I don't know if you are aware of it, but the Orlando Sentinel, I took it. And they had an ad there by the newspaper itself in the Help Wanted section. They had taken, you know, out their own ad, and it said, you know, it was basically an ad for people to buy ads, you know.
Oh,
and
then, good call, man.
Yeah. So what I did is I called back the Orlando Sentinel line. It's a toll-free number to the Orlando Sentinel, you know, sales department. So, you know, advertising.
Yeah, that was a classic.
You remember Milkman? It was advertising for people to take out want ads, and I confused it with a job offer, and I accused a woman of, you know, blackballing me or something like this. I don't know exactly what it was. Milkman, you had fun with it. This is called ad placement job. This is the number 10.
I'm available on Monday, too, man.
Yeah, all right, well, yeah, okay, we can do it. We can do that. Anyway, number 10 best prank call of the last year, of the third season. We're going into our fourth historic season here. This was called ad placement job. Everybody enjoy. Number 10. Yes, hello, this is Ralph Littlejohn, and I'm applying in response to your ad that was under retail in this Orlando Sentinel from yesterday. I have experience with ad placement.
Okay, you're talking to an ad that the Orlando Sentinel placed?
Right, you folks put an ad here, it says new ad placement. I have experience with ad placement in the newspaper, so I wanted to apply for this job.
Okay. Read the whole thing to me.
New ad placement. For your convenience, Orlando Sentinel classified is available for new ad placement. 24 hours a day position. 7 days a week available. 365 days a year options. Call 800 and it has your number. So I wanted to apply because I have retail experience and ad placement experience.
Okay, so that is not a job. That's not.
But it's in the job offers. It says here job offers.
I realize that, sir, but it's not a position that we have available.
It's in the career builder.
I understand that, sir. If you would please let me finish my statement.
Why are you discriminating against me because I'm applying for a job?
Sir, I am not discriminating against you. I'm trying to explain to you why that ad is there.
Because it's an open position.
No, it is not. What I'm trying to explain to you is that is what we in the business call a house ad. That is directed to the employer.
Yeah, okay, so this is the employer I'm calling.
Orlando Sentinel is not
the for the
employer.
Employment. Yeah, okay.
We do not have any positions available in the retail section.
Okay, what is your fax number there? So I can send my fax or an email address?
You can find out what positions the Orlando Sentinel has available by going to our website, orlandosentinel.com.
Yeah, you can transfer me now. Can you transfer me there, please?
Sir?
Can you transfer me there now, please?
No, sir, I cannot.
You can't transfer me to get the jobs. This is not fair. I think it's because you know that you have the same job, that you're intimidated.
Sir, I am not intimidated. I am a customer service rep.
And that's why I'm trying to get a job in customer service ad placement.
Okay, sir. We do not, what I'm trying to explain to you is we do not have positions available.
This is horrible. It says here you have a position, new ad placement retail, sales, new ad placement retail. And then all of a sudden, oh, I don't have a position because you sound like you're going to make me look bad.
Sir, I am not an HR person.
Well, I asked you to transfer me and you're refusing. You're blocking me here. You're interfering. You're running interference.
No, I am not interfering with you, sir.
What is your ID number?
I don't have an ID number.
Well, I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you to the Career Builder.
I don't work with in Career Builder, sir.
Transfer me now. I command you to transfer me.
Sir, you can command me all you want to. I cannot transfer you to Career Builders because we are not part of Career Builders.
Okay, I'm going
to
ask you one question. If you look on your...
Let me finish, please.
I can. I have a problem with letting people finish stuff. Can I just do mine first, and then I'll let you do yours, because I don't want to forget. It's a good point. Please?
All right.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much for being understanding and professional. Answer me yes or no. Is there a button on your telephone machine that says transfer?
Yes.
Push that button, and then put the extension in for Career Builder, and then press transfer. Now. But you can finish what you need to say first.
I do not have... a position. I do not have a phone number for Career Builders.
Well, who handles human? If you had to call your human resource director to see if your medical benefits were okay, what is that? You can transfer to that number, right?
No, sir, I cannot, because our benefits are handled out of our office in Chicago.
Oh, the Tribune Company?
Yes.
Oh, that crap. Those Republicans. Maybe this is best that I don't get a job with you. Are you a Republican? Is that why that's what it is? Because I'm a Democrat. Maybe you're thinking, oh, we can't have this liberal here. I understand.
No,
it's okay.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's called blackballing.
I can tell you how to find positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
I just want you to know that Martin Luther King didn't sacrifice himself for this.
That has nothing to do with what you want.
Well, you're bastardizing the whole movement of free people.
No, I am not.
Shame on you.
I am trying to tell you how to locate positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
Do you have sticky pads there? I want you to write down shame and stick it on your computer monitor and leave it there for a week.
I'm going to have to hang up with you now.
Shame.
Because you are insulting me.
Shame on you. I'm
and
shaming
I will
you.
Not continue to listen to it.
I'm holding my finger to the phone and I'm wiping it with the other finger. Shame. You hear it? Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your...
That was fun. Poor lady on a Monday morning getting a call from some recognition.
All right, everybody. That was ad placement, the number 10 best prank call of the third season of Madhouse Radio. Milkman, you've been with us, wow, how long going? Since the second episode. I'm going to have to get a special little story from you as what Madhouse feels, how Madhouse makes you feel. Tug's been with us for a long time also.
Yeah.
You like that prank call, Milkman. What's your favorite prank call of the last year or so, Milkman?
Start naming them,
and it'll take you a long time to name them.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Well, maybe we'll hit a lot of them here.
But now the list, man, and play what you got for us, man.
Yeah, no problem. All right, we're going to do the next one then in the same vein as that last one. This one's called Telemarketer Job. This is a Monday morning. I called this lady who had a telemarketing job, and it's one of those things, Milkman, you know, those scams where you got to pay first. You got to pay some money before you get the job. You know,
right.
Those scam fucking machines. And kids, if you're out there listening, I know we got a lot of teenagers that listen, a lot of younger men. 18, 19, 20 years old. Now, don't ever pay. If you ever go to a job interview or call for a job offer or get a call for a job offer, and if they're telling you that you got to take, you know, pay to take a test or pay to do this or pay to do that, buyer beware. Don't do that. That's a scam. It's a piece of shit. It's a piece of shit, everybody. Don't ever do that. You know, you should never have to pay to work for somebody. It makes no sense.
No, I know. All right.
Thank you.
Remember the one where we got the guy's number and you called him back?
Ah, yes.
And you kept telling him the address and then you, like, planned the alarm?
I need an address. Yeah, that's coming up on the list. I won't give it away, but that's definitely coming up on the list tonight. Good work, Milkman.
Okay, I'm not going to go any more than that.
Hey, everybody.
That's one of my favorites there for the last year.
Milkman gets a gold star. Yeah. I don't even think you could hear the stupid sound effects that I'm playing, but anyway, all right.
No,
so yeah,
I heard it.
All right, cool.
Now
the next
I heard what's going on, man. I can hear you back.
The next prank call is going to be telemarketer job, the number 9 prank call of the year.
Number 9.
Top it off.
Hello, am I speaking to a person? Hello.
Yes, sir. You are speaking to a person.
Wonderful. I'm calling regarding your customer service rep job.
Okay, so currently what we have available that we are seeking are experienced telemarketers to handle our outbound sales calls on several different programs that we have.
All right.
Do you have any experience in that area?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I have 6 years experience in that, and I'm here to grab the tiger by the tail, you grab it by the belt loops, and hump it into submission. Make those sales.
That sounds great, sir. What you can do is go into our Longwood location, fill out an application. We'll give you an on-site meeting with management. They'll go over your credentials and see what program works best with your experience.
Wonderful. I have wonderful credentials. I am guaranteed. Put me down for an interview and a job offer. I will have my pen ready to sign
okay,
it.
Okay, sir.
We don't have.
You can go in for an interview between 9 to 1 or 2 to 4, Monday through Friday.
You don't understand. When I come in, I get
we
that job.
We don't have any set appointments.
I get
yes,
the job.
Come in between 9 to 1.
I get the job. No matter what, I always get the job, baby. I grab the job by the belt, by the hips, and I put it right in it. Yeah. Damn it, that felt good.
Would you like our address?
Yeah, I'm going to grab it. Mm. Come here, job. I've taken the job.
Would you like our address, sir?
Give me that job. Yeah, give it. Come
Hello?
On. Yeah, give me the job. Yeah.
It's at 6 South Highway.
That doesn't chump. Let me put it in my GPS. Hang on. What is
are you taking down the address?
454.
Hello?
454 Southwest 7. Oh, I got it.
Okay, and that's it.
Where is it at? Please confirm.
So it's coming in between 9 to 1 and 2 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Hang on, so I have you down for a job offer 9 to 1 and 2 to 4, Monday through Friday? Great.
Yes, sir.
That's excellent.
Sir.
So that's I'll take those hours. I can absolutely work that schedule. That's fine.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll see you when you come in.
So
okay?
Do I have to bring a copy of my driver's license and social security number?
You'll only need that once they hire you, sir. Just come in and
fill
out the application.
You just made me the offer 9 to 1 and 1 to 4. You said that was my shift.
9 to 1 and 2 to 4. Come in for the to fill out the application. Okay,
I can work that. That's fine. I'll take the offer from 9 to 1 and 2 to 4.
Sir, just please come in and fill out the application during those hours, sir.
Is that
we'll
Monday?
We'll be glad
through,
to interview you between those hours.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, sir.
Do you have a shift differential? If can we change it for a different time?
Sir, then you can find out about all that once you come in and fill out the application and meet with management, okay?
What if I come in at 1 o'clock? Can I leave at 10 instead?
Well, sir, if you come in at 1 o'clock, you will not have an interview. The interviews are from 9 to 1 to 2 to 4. Okay?
I don't understand.
9 to 1 and 2 to 4.
But I want to change for
okay,
the
sir,
second shift. I want a second shift job! Please.
To place a call, press 1.
To look desperate. It's so desperate out there right now with the
right,
jobs.
Everybody.
Hey,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was that number 9 prank call of the season that we just finished up here. 3 years on the air. That's telemarketer job.
You know, she went, I am that boy.
Ooh,
Motherfucking
sound like she got pretty upset there, Monty.
I'm going to charge that nigga double. Oh, man. Ario from the U.K. is giving us a prank call that he made with the soundboard. Yeah, sure, man. I'll get to that in a little bit. No problem. In the meantime, we're going to do a live prank call here. We're going to call Fogginet Internet Services in California. Fogginet! Motherfucker! I can't wait to hear some Fogginet.
Hey, Mono, did you get the information about the midget convention?
I'm waiting for a number still from Nunu. He hasn't sent me anything yet.
Oh, he's a wanker anyway.
Well, tell Nunu to send the shit in. I need to get the shit. Apparently there's a midget. There's a midget convention on tonight. Alright. There's a midget convention going on tonight still. It's been going on for a while. And Nunu needs to get me the number to the hotel. That's all there is. All there is to it, man. I saw an episode of that show on CBS where they kill people and then they check the bodies out and they take pictures of the dead bodies and they open them, you know, and they look at blood. You know that show? It starts off, goes, hoo-wah, woo-woo. You know? You know what I'm talking about? What's that show? Cold Case. It's Cold Case. CSI. Seriously though, they're at a midget convention and a midget on himself, and he really got murdered. Fuck House, asshole. Eric the Midget. When we do that, we'll ask for Eric the Midget. In the meantime, I'm gonna call Fogginet Internet Services. Aren't you fucking excited about that? I sure am. Boy, I can't wait for that. Just a moment. It's hard to do live prank calls when there's so many fucking people talking in the background. I didn't honestly think it was going to be this loud here.
Hi, Fogginet, may I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hey, this is Lopez Cigar Bar. Data's down.
Okay.
We can't put through internet. We can't put through any credit card. We can't resolve our credit card transactions. And our online jukebox is down, and we can't connect to MTN Trivia.
There.
707-459-4534.
Okay, hang on a minute. I'm going to try to reach Mark for you, okay?
Who are you going to get on the line?
I'm going to get Mark for you. He's our tech.
Hurry up, because we're losing money here.
One moment.
We might need some compensation. Compensation. We're going to need compensation.
Fogginet.
Who is this?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey,
Mark, I have to ask you to speak up. I'm over here at Lopez Cigar Bar, and we lost our internet service again, and we're going to need compensation this time around. We can't process any credit card transactions on the terminal.
Well, I don't have anything to do with your internet service.
Huh?
Hello? Service.
Yeah, well, you do our internet service. I have you down here, Fogginet. We've talked to your people several times in the past, and we had nothing but trouble.
I don't do anything with your internet service. I don't know who you've talked to. Who's the cigar bar? What's the account name?
Lopez Cigar Bar, sir. And then this is Mr. Lopez.
Oh, Mr. Lopez, I do not handle your account. I've never handled your account.
Listen, man. I'm going to put a lawsuit on you so big. You know how much money I'm losing?
You're my fucking ass, you asshole. I don't have your account. You're not my customer.
You don't have to be a fucking... You fucking dick. Come over here and fix it.
You asshole. I'll be over there.
You come here and fix that right now. I'm going to kick your fucking ass. You understand?
Sue me. I'm not your client.
I'm suing you right now. What's your social security number?
You're not my customer.
Bullshit. What does it say here in my sticker? It says here, Internet Al Call Fogginet, and it has your phone number. It's right here.
You must have had an old list. This must have had something to do with Sal, didn't it?
Well, it says here, yeah.
No longer my customer and hasn't been for 3 years.
Bullshit, sir. I have you under contract. I have the papers right here with you under contract. And you people screw up all the fucking time. Every single week, Internet's up, down, up, down, up, down. Hey. shithead.
Goodbye.
All right, good deal. Man, what an asshole that guy. I don't know why I did that to him.
Dude's a wiener, man.
Who the fuck is Sal anyway? Oh no, this fucking Sal.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. For good, 411, press 3. Or to change.
There's a nice little crowd over here is enjoying the fucking show.
Oh
man. They'll be nasty talk.
I'm sorry, it's a public place.
Yeah.
There we go. Tuck needs a girlfriend. Oh, they like that, Tuck. Look, they just heard that in a replay, and they kind of like that part. All right, cool. Awesome. All right, everybody, that was a foggy name. We'll have to call them when we're back in the studio. When we got better audio quality. Yes, we are live here at Lopez Cigar Bar and Grill, and that's over here in Orlando. Lopez has been very gracious and wanted to host us here tonight.
I was trying to call it earlier.
Tofferland isn't open yet, but that is 1-888-278-85. That should work. It should beep through. I have assurances that should beep through once you call in, so give it a shot. Let us know. Let us know if the toll-free line's working. It'll flash on your screen soon, but keep in mind that is 1-888-278-8509. That's the toll-free line. You got the time. You got the dime. Sean Ward wants to call in. Well, Sean, hell, if you want to call in, just give me your phone number. I'll call you direct because we're live on the spot here. And I don't, yeah, Tan Man's confirming the toll-free line. I don't. Looks like it's not set up to ring correctly here to that back line that we have here. Fortunately, I apologize for that if it's not working. I'm sorry. I thought it would, but you know, that's we did our best. At least we're able to do prank calls. I know it sounds like shit getting a busy signal. Yeah, it's supposed to ring through. This is supposed to be a three-line thing. Anyway. Let's do one more prank call here. Another prank call. This is the Czech Stop Grocery in Delhi. When I say Czech, I mean like Czechoslovakian. C-Z-E-C-H. The Czechoslovakian Stop Grocery in Delhi. That's going to be fun.
Check out the checkers on that maven.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well. I can't hear it well. This is supposed to be Atomic Dog.
Why does Smoke Man sound like Wolfman's
back? I don't know why he does. Whoa. All right, everybody. We'll be right back in a moment. Next prank call of the night is coming right up, and we'll continue with the countdown after this. Sean Ward's going to be joining us here hopefully soon. Also, we have Zolar planned for tonight. Hopefully he makes it. And running things at Reclude also will be joining us here tonight, hopefully, for a little bit. And Evil Artie's getting ready to come over. Evil Artie, that's Lopez Cigar and Bar. That's in Lake Mary, man.
Put down rubber sheets on the floor. Leave plastic masks wherever you're at there, man.
Yes, sir. All right, let's give Sean Ward a call, and we'll be right back in a moment. Thanks, folks.
Yo.
We're also having some technical difficulties here, buddy, and the crowd is getting bigger as we speak. We're going to have to get back to the countdown here in a second, right now, actually, while we get things squared away here. I may have lost the phone. So in the meantime, let me do this. This is the number 8 prank call of the season. This is the number 8 of the best of Prankdown. This is the Red Dots are Cuban. Now, this is what I consider to be the best, newest victim that we've had. This is the Funky Zone Cuban cigar, the Funky Zone cigar place. Appropriate in love, we're here in a cigar bar tonight at Lopez's. But this is Red Dots are Cuban. We've argued with this guy back and forth for a few months now. We started calling him sometime around March, I believe. Interesting guy. This is my favorite call of the lot that we've done. This is from about 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it comes in pretty strong as the number 8 prank call of the season. So enjoy this. We'll be right back with more show. Thank you.
Number 8.
That was Funky Zone.
Yeah?
Hey, you guys have a Cohiba? Cohiba's there?
Yes, we do have a Cohiba Red Dot.
You have the Red Dots?
Yeah.
You're not supposed
to. Cohiba Red Dots.
You're not supposed to have the Red Dots, though.
Why?
Because they're from Cuba.
No, those are from Philly Banking.
No. Listen, I just came back from a cruise, and I went to Barbados, and they explained the whole thing to me. The Red Dots are from Cuba, and then the other ones are from the Dominican Republic. And if you have the cigars that are from Cuba, you're going to get in trouble. Now, I snuck some in from, you know what I did? I took the bands off, and I put them in my luggage. I didn't find them.
No, Habibi. Handmade in the Dominican Republic.
I'm not your love.
I got your phone number. You know that? What do you want?
I want you to admit.
It's from Dominican Republic. You don't understand?
No. Red Dots are from Cuba, you bastard.
It's here. Cuba Red Dot, San Diego, L.A., Republic Dominica.
How is San Diego?
Philly Banking.
San Diego is not
Taylor in. Do you want me to show you invoice?
I'm going to
bring me your ID and come.
I'm going to report you to the naturalization, and they're going to take you away, Habibi. Huh?
Habibi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Olmec is right here. Olmec is here with me right now. Your mother.
Who?
Your mother, Olmec, right here.
Who's? I got your number. Can I call right away, police?
Uh-huh.
You are harassing us.
I'm putting a report. You have illegal.
When I come in, I have everything legal 100%.
Oh, were you?
Here, it's on the shelf.
Uh-huh. I have proof here that you have Cuban cigars there. So you tried to sell me right now. You tried to sell me illegal Cuban cigars. So
I'm trying to sell. I have a Cohiba Red Dot from
Cuba.
A Philly Banking.
No, from Republic of Cuba.
Hello, Funky Zone, may I help you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Valente. Look, I want to apologize. I think you're right. The red dots are from Dominican Republic. It's the yellow ones that are from Cuba, right?
Well, you know what? This is now belong to police. I just called them.
No, that's okay. No, but I just want to get. I want to let you know. I'm dropping the case. I'm dropping the case against you, because you were right and I was wrong. It's the yellow bands that are from Cuba, not the red dots, right? Right. I'm sorry.
Would you please come to the store?
Why? Well, you're gonna hurt me. You're gonna threaten me. You already threatened me.
No, I'm not. No. The police officer, he wanna come here now.
What time?
No, I don't know. He can call me right now.
Well, you want to call me back?
I don't want to deal with you, man. I'm really sorry. I don't know you, and you've been harassing me, saying bad words in Arabic, and that's I'm going to sue you.
Habibi, listen.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Never hurt anyone. I am 100% here with the law, and the police officer love him. I have contact with everyone.
Wait a minute.
So they can take care with everything.
Shiraz, listen.
If you're guilty, you cannot plead guilty.
Shut up. Listen.
And my lawyer.
No, not guilty. What are you going to do when I show up? Are you going to cut my hand off with a sword? Is that what you're going to do?
No. I'm not going to do anything. I just called police officers.
Are you going to behead me in front of the town square, in front of everybody?
No, thanks. No.
Now, when you say you're with Allah, you're 100%. I am trying to talk.
Thank you very much.
I'm trying.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
All right, that was the... Stop the countdown, for God's sake. All right, everybody, Madhouse Radio.
I got the problem news.
No, this is not a Memrex show. We are live tonight. This is our four-year anniversary special. We're counting down the top 10 prank calls of the year of the last third season that we just wrapped up here. And we're going into our historic fourth season.
I got the call on these.
I'd like to say what's up to the dead who's checking in here for the first time in a long time. How are you doing, the dead? Good to see you. Also, a man claiming to be Sean Ward is also here. We'll find out for sure if that's him or not in a little bit. And Army Tango checking in, a podcast listener who's checking us out live for the first time, apparently. Welcome, sir. Big Jake checking in. Gary's here also. And there we are. If you want to join us here tonight, I would recommend that you message me over at Madhouse Radio on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger.
send us your prank call request. Visit madhouselive.com. You can send your prank request there also, and I'll be sure I'll take care of them. Also, while you're at it, I want to say, well, I'm at it, rather. I want to thank everybody on I want to thank everybody on Syndicate Radio. We got a whole bunch of people there checking us out, watching and listening to, well, not watching tonight, because there's no video feed here. I couldn't set up the cameras up here in time. Just didn't have a way to do it. I wasn't expecting this to be. I'm quite surprised. It was. The whole setup is in quite flawless here. Except for the fact that it's very loud. Hopefully, maybe we'll do this on a Monday night next time when it's not too busy or something like that. Hopefully, it doesn't sound too bad. Anyway, continuing on. Let's go ahead and see if we can get Sean Ward. Well, I don't know if Sean's ready for us to call him. Sean, if you're ready, let me know once you're ready for me to call in. I'll try that. Again, I got your updated number here, sir. You let me know when it's okay to do. In the meantime, I'm going to try to get another prank call here going. We got some numbers coming in from the man himself, Lonesome Loser, who I want to give a special thanks to also, since he's been helping us out here since we started the show, our first episode. He's been out and about in the house helping us out. Just a moment, folks. I'm going to play this, and we'll be right back. Oh, yes. We're going to play this right here, one of my favorite songs, one of Milkman's also. More George Clinton for your ass. Just a moment, folks.
Yeah.
Hopefully the phone will ring. Hello? Hello?
Hello,
Sean.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? How you doing, Sean Ward?
Man. Hold on, I'm just gonna fuck you. I talked to a few people on Twitter into tuning in. So,
oh, awesome.
So first of all, I'm gonna say what's up to Casey Stewart. Casey wants me to write her a love letter, and she just might get it.
Oh.
And so I'm just telling the whole world that I'm on now.
Awesome, Sean Ward is
MadHouseLive.com on Twitter is going out.
While you're at it, everyone, be sure to visit SeanWard.net. There's a lot of big things going on there. Tell me about the new comic book, man. I was reading parts. I read about a good half of what you had online.
Well, that's the new thing is that I've got the SeanWard.net, of course, is the site that's been the site for years.
Right.
That's like my personal blog, my personal kind of portfolio site, whatever.
Right.
And the new site is called SeanWardSuperParty.com.
Okay.
And that is my new comics site. Basically, it's the new comic book that I was going to start. I decided to do it online instead, give it away for free on the internet instead of trying to get it in print.
That's right. That's Benny Bunny on Wheels, and I'll tell you, I enjoyed it. What I've read so far, I enjoy quite a bit, man. It's good stuff. Everyone, be sure to check that out.
Well, Benny Bunny on Wheels is the 48-page graphic novel that actually was in print. It came out last year in a limited edition of 200, sold all those.
Oh, wow, good.
And then I put that up online just to get Super Party primed and pumped. The new story is called Benny Bunny Meets Benny Banana, and it's as ridiculous as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a little cartoon bunny rabbit and his buddy, who's a guy with a banana for a head, and the main gangster in town, the bad guy, is this, like, gorilla called Basho.
Oh, shit, Basho, fuck that.
Yeah, he was called Basho because I heard that was Japanese for big or large, but I later found out that's not true, but the name was already there.
It means free spirit, probably, or something like that, something nice and cute.
I don't even think it's a Japanese word at all.
Oh, shit, yeah, someone got you there. Well, cool, Sean, man.
It's the fourth anniversary show tonight.
4 years, man. We're going into our fourth year on the air. Can you believe it? Can you believe it, man?
I can believe it. I can believe it, and I'll tell you why.
Why is that, sir?
I can believe it because you were a success right out of the gate.
Right.
I can believe it because you've got the best prank calls, the best audience, the best show, and I know from firsthand experience you're the best host.
Awesome. Thanks, bro. you do good with the prank calls, too. You got the chocolate. You got the Milkman's favorite. Milkman always loves chocolate. He always talks about, oh, the chocolate. And when you were here, we got into that whole thing where we're from the firmness of something.
What was the name? The names are ridiculous.
I forgot. The firmness. It's not the firm. It's like even stronger than a firm. It's like the firmness.
some legal place. They're calling from the firmness of chili and bomb. I don't know what it was.
Something silly like that, man. That's nuts.
I forgot all about that.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling. You want to do a prank call real quick? Or
I always want to do a prank call. All right. Are you kidding me? Who are you calling?
I'm going to throw some stuff at you. You tell me what sticks, okay? I got a Greek restaurant.
Okay.
I got a Czechoslovakian grocery and deli.
Yo, let's do one for Milkman. Call the Greek restaurant, and I'll just pull this chocolate character.
All right, cool.
And then we'll do another one after that.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put myself on mute so that the crowd doesn't interrupt the call. It'll sound a little better for everybody, and it'll probably go better. All right,
perfect.
All right, if you go to the chat room, I'm gonna send you the dossier for this victim that we're going to prank call here, so you know what you're doing.
Okay, cool.
Okay, they're in Portland, Oregon. Everybody, Sean Ward. Again, please visit his website. We'll give it out a little later again. That's seanward.net and the Party Nation, whatever that is. He'll get it out in a second also, I'm sure. Sorry, I don't know about it.
SeanWardSuperParty.com.
There you go, SeanWardSuperParty.com. Nobody go anywhere. Sean Ward coming up with a prank. Thanks, man.
Alexis Restaurant, can I help you?
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
You doing?
Hello? Espanol?
Sí. Can you chocolate? Sí.
Un momento.
Sí, chocolate. Sí.
Hey, Pedro.
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. You doing?
I'm sorry?
You doing?
No, not Doreen.
Doreen
is...
You chocolate?
No, I'm sorry. I don't
you
understand.
Chocolate. Oh, you chocolate. Oh, you chocolate.
Oh, man. What's that?
Are people able to hear both sides of the call at the party there?
Yeah, they're hearing on the. They got a little bit of delay, but they can hear the call. They hear me talking.
You have no new messages.
They're listening for sure over there. They just they'll catch it. Yeah, they're still in their catch up right now. I think.
Awesome, man. That's
hey, yo, I got an idea
for
one. I want you to call someplace that's like a chain, like a big box store or something like that.
Okay.
And I figure because if you're in that place and we've got the crowd behind you there,
right?
We can use it to our advantage. I got an idea for how to work it in.
Okay. All right. Cool. We can do that for sure. All right. Let me work on something. What are you thinking? Like a Pizza Hut or a Burger King or something?
It doesn't need a Pizza Hut, Burger King, 7-Elevens. I usually have the best luck with 7-Elevens when I do this character because the people that work there usually aren't very bright.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Yeah, it's true. They're like the bottom of the rung. That's what the working at 7-Eleven Tuck says.
Well, it's a combination of being dumb and being bored because they're working at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, exactly. What do they got to do? Turn hot dogs and, count money. That's about it. Mop the floor once in a while.
Anything that relieves the doldrums of
their boring Slurpee machine maintenance lives. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah. The boss is bitching with the classic.
Well, I do that. I got I'll tell you what I got. While I find a number, I've got a place called King Supers. I don't know if they do soup or King stuff there, but that's in Cheyenne, Washington. And
let's give them a call.
All right, King Supers. All right, and I'll let you take this one also, and then we'll find a. I'll find a 7-Eleven. I'll start a search right now, brother. All right.
All right, cool.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Sean Ward with another prank. Don't go anywhere. Let me get that music going. There it goes. All right.
Yeah.
We're calling your Del Range Plaza King Supers. For the bakery, please press 1. For the deli, please press 2. Reach the floral department, press 3.
You want 1 or 2?
Please press 4. For the pharmacy... One moment, please.
You're calling Washington, right?
Yeah, Wyoming.
Okay, then that's 3 hours back.
This is L.A. Thomas. We can help you.
Yeah, King Supers.
Yeah, this is.
I need to get a super. I need to make an order.
All right.
Yes, I just want to order a super.
Order what?
I want to order a super. I want somebody to come over here and blow a super.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get a manager for you.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That no one can get through.
What?
And it's cold, and it's dark.
I don't know.
I'll call back.
Okay.
All right, when the car is...
Hello?
party. I need the party.
Seven Eleven out there.
Yes, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Hi there. My name is Mr. Paulson. I'm calling from head office, actually. I'm just curious. Can you hear the crowd behind me? Can you hear the people talking?
What?
Well, there's a bit of a party going on. We're having the head office, the regional holiday party. It's the July 4th party a little late. It's what we do. You know, this is how we do things. And I just thought I might give you a call to keep you on your toes, because I figured that you might think that while the head office people are having a party, you could slack off a little bit. I just wanted to surprise you with a call and let you know that's not the case. So I'm just curious, at what temperature are you keeping the hot dogs right now?
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, sir, how can I help you?
Maybe you don't understand. This is Mr. Paulson from head office.
Oh, the head office?
Only because I want to make sure that everything is right down there. I want to make sure that you guys aren't slacking off while we're having the company Christmas party.
Where?
There. How are things there? Are things going good?
Hold on one second. You can talk for the managers?
Yes, the manager, please. Thank you.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, this is the manager?
No.
No, I was instructed that I'd be put on the line with the manager.
He's not here, the manager.
What's that?
He's not here, the manager. Can you call back with him? Daytime.
Well, who am I speaking
morning.
To now?
Huh?
Who am I speaking to? Who are you?
Who are you? I'm employed.
Who are you? Do you work there?
Man, I don't have time to talk. I take a customer.
So listen,
can you call back later?
Mr. Paulson, I'm calling from head office. And so I'd like you to answer just a couple of questions for me.
Yeah,
so
call back later.
We're having a regional manager's Christmas party, and I just wanted to make sure you guys aren't slacking off while we're having a good time.
Yeah, can you call back later?
We'll
10 minutes?
No, I can't call back later because then the party's going to be over. Do you understand what's going on? I need to know what temperature the Slurpee machine is.
There is no manager right now.
Well, you can tell me. Go look at the gauge. The manager doesn't work the store all the time. You work the store. And I want to make sure you're doing a good job so that you don't think you can slack off while the district managers are having the Christmas party.
Call tomorrow, talk to him.
I'm calling now to talk to you.
I'm not the manager.
I don't want to talk to the manager. I want to talk to you. I want you to tell me exactly what temperature the Slurpee machine is at right now.
Okay. Now I'm...
I don't want you to think that you can slack off while we're having
I'm busy right now, man.
Party. I'm busy too. Busy calling you to check in and make sure you're not slacking off while we're having the company Christmas party. Because while the cat's away, the mice will play.
I don't know nothing about this party.
I'm calling from head office. This is Mr. Paulson.
Yeah, what can I do? I'm employed.
What you can do is you can tell me at what temperature the Slurpee machine is being kept right now. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I need you to tell me what temperature the Slurpees are that are coming out of the Slurpee machine so that I know you aren't slacking off while we're having the company Christmas party.
You say what temperature the Slurpee machine?
Yes, I want to make sure that you are not slacking off while we're having a good time. I'm at the regional manager's meeting right now.
I don't know. I never
see. Regional manager's holiday party.
I don't know. I never
so
seen.
So I thought that you thought that now would be a good time to slack off, thinking the managers are too busy at the party to worry about you. Well, no, we're checking in. Surprise! Surprise!
You guys are looking pretty seriously there for a little while, Sean. That's awesome, man. Dude, you're fucking...
Oh, you got a crowd going in the background.
Oh, good. Everybody in the cigar, but I love you.
Yeah, there's very few cigar smokers here, actually, man. I'm like the only one, and I'm quite shocked. There's a few older gentlemen over there. There's a guy playing dominoes there with his son, I think.
Was it just a place for people? Is it like a social club, or is it like a bar, or what is it?
They sell cigars. They have bars. They have a bar, and they do some grilled stuff, some grilled little munchies and sandwiches and stuff, and it's a cool place. It's a huge humidor, man. We're hanging out in a huge... oversized humidor with like a barn. It's fucking awesome here, dude.
Cool, sounds awesome. So what is, are people there like, because they didn't go there to smoke cigars, what did they go there for, like to watch the game or to get something to eat
or like, what are they there for?
They have like dollar pitchers for ladies, apparently, or something like that. They got like cheap drinks.
That certainly makes it all clear.
Yeah, they got the TVs are on. There's no sports on, but the TVs are on. I think there's a baseball game playing over there somewhere, I think. And
well,
I just,
if I knew about a place that I could get to that sold dollar pitchers for ladies, I'd be on a date right now.
You'd be wearing a wig, wouldn't you? All right.
Almost.
Sean, you're the man, bro. Next time you come to Orlando, don't forget to tell me. Let me know. We'll definitely hang out. If I'm ever in Toronto, I'll definitely hang out with you also, man. I'll look you up.
Well, I'll be spending a part of this year in San Francisco. I'm heading to San Francisco in September, and I'll be there for at least 2 months.
Well, Milkman's working it. Milkman's living in San Francisco. There you go.
Well, shit, then I'll give him a call.
There you go.
So everybody, while you're there, don't leave the show, but definitely direct your browser to SeanWardSuperParty.com. Check out the new comics. And Carlito, all the best, man. Good luck with the fourth year, and I'll check in with you real soon.
You too, brother, man. I'll talk to you soon, man. Take it easy, Sean. All right, that's Sean Warren, everybody. Sean's the man, everybody. That's Sean right there.
Awesome. Sean the Ward, Mr. Warden himself. Hermanito, check into your G-Talk, man. I sent you information for the Midget Convention.
I see it. I see it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play the number 7 call. It's almost 10 minutes long. We'll play about 8 minutes of it or so. I'll take a break. And when I come back, we'll call the Midget Place and we'll continue the countdown. Sounds good? All right. Reckless checking out. Reckless, Reckless going to join us here soon also. Don't forget that. Want to give a big what's up to everyone hanging out with us despite the bad audio. We're live at Lopez Cigars here in Orlando, technically Lake Mary, Florida. Evil Artie's talking about coming over here.
Lopez.
Evil Artie, that'd be cool if you can make it. I might be on for about another hour, hour and a half, so definitely come in, man. We'll put you on camera. And everyone was quite excited about that. Sean, I think Sean's got quite the following.
Hey, everybody. I'm so hungry.
Evil Artie, you need to make sure you have plastic masks down before he comes in.
Yes, sir. All right, everybody, don't go anywhere. This is the number 7.
Could you get me some free sandwiches?
So hopefully we'll get Zolar on the line here. He's the recipient. Once again, last year he won for the best tag team prank call.
Telephone company trouble.
I don't know why the phone...
Will you try it?
The phone keeps wanting to stay. That's right. Last year he won. He won with me for the best tag team prank called me and Zolar. We won for the. I forgot what it was. The feminine napkins prank call. This year the white devil calls a blind lady. This is actually on Zolar's show. But this is hilarious here, folks. White devil machine, which I brought with me.
I brought it just in case.
I don't know if you can even hear it. I don't even know if it makes sense here. It got a little quieter here. People are starting to filter out, which is a good thing. I think the quality of the sound here might be pretty good, but I think several people are going to be heading back in here pretty soon. I moved to a different section. I'm far away from the laptop, so what I'm going to end up having
it's
to do
sounding
is...
sounding better now.
I'll have to run to the laptop and hit play on the prank call. I think this is much better here. When I do prank calls, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run to this corner over here where it's nice and quiet. And I'm over here by some of my favorite cigars.
Well, get some exercise there, son.
There we go. All right. You can still hear the crowd, I'm sure, right? Because I can still hear it on my headphones, on my wireless headphones here.
Yes, but not as
bad, all right? Okay, good.
Has been.
I think what I'll do is I'll try to set up in this section here next time I do this here. And this might be an ongoing thing, so that's awesome. So, yeah, anyway, I'll digress. I'm going to take a break real quick while we do that. The number 7 best of call. This is the this is also the call of the year as far as it comes in the realm and the category of tag team prank calls. Carlito and my man Zolar, who will be on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. This is White Devil Calls a Blind Lady. Enjoy, everybody.
Number 7.
Cool, I'll be talking now. All right, that's Carlito, like I said, from Carlito's Madhouse Thursday nights right here on SyndicateRadio.tv. Let's get this in here.
How you doing, dear? This Ethel Silla?
She's asleep. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is her old friend, Miriam. Miriam Lay.
Oh, could you hold on for a minute,
please? Well, who am I speaking to, dear?
This is her daughter.
Oh, what's your name? I keep forgetting. I got the Alzheimer's, dear.
Hattie.
I'm sorry, Fatty?
Hattie.
Oh, Hattie, like a hat you wear on your head?
Yes.
Wait,
hold on. Let me try to see
me
down there.
What? All right. Carlito, you pick it up from here, okay? Carlito?
Yeah, I'm here.
Daddy? Yeah, Ethel Siller is coming on the phone.
Okay, hello?
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 Yes, hi. Is this Ethel?
She's asleep.
Oh, geez. Well, I have a lady here that we found here outside of the steps of the church, and she gave us her phone number for a contact. And we can do the free cab ride, but she says the only person that really knows where she can go. I mean, we've gone through her phone records here, and it's her phone, you know, the little phone book thing that you got, the black little phone thing that she's got in her purse.
Uh-huh.
I got her, you know, she's here next to me right now. I don't know if she's diabetic or she's drunk. Do you know?
Nothing wrong with me.
And what's her name?
What's your name, lady?
If I done told you, I'm Miriam Lay.
Miriam Lay?
Mm-hmm. She's asking for Ethel. Is Ethel there?
Yes, my mother's name is Ethel.
All right, well, can we put Ethel on the line, please?
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
Mom? Oh, God, I hate to wake her up.
Somebody got to come get me over here.
Mother? Yeah? We're waking a poor old lady up.
Hello?
Yes, Ethel.
Yes.
Ethel, I'm here with a lady who's, she appears to be either drunk or inebriated. We found her outside of the steps of the church. And I don't know if you're a member of this congregation or not, but she keeps asking us to give you a call.
I ain't drunk.
Yeah, she keeps talking about something about the devil or something. I don't know if she's a Satanist or what it may be. Do you frequent this church here?
A church where?
Do you frequent the church? Apparently, she's a very religious woman. I understand. Are you a religious lady yourself?
No, I'm sort of religious, not completely.
But somewhat religious.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'm a little concerned. She's talking about snakes. And there's a smell of sulfur around here. And I think maybe perhaps she has a wicked ghost in her or something like that.
The white lady, man, may ever, is that you?
Yeah.
Dear, I'm over here by the man. Let me use his cell phone. I call it Miriam, the white devil. Come and get me and put me away.
What's your name?
It's Miriam. Yeah, it's Miriam Lay. I'm over there by North Brown Street, down the piece from you. You see me around the church. The white devil gonna take me away.
Ethel, I have a bad feeling that the white devil's around here somewhere. Have you heard of? Have you seen the white devil around at all? I think the white devil's taking possession of the.
No, I haven't.
I hear it. Don't you hear it, Ethel?
This is the white devil. I've muted the tone of the phone conversation. I'm now communicating with the three.
Wait, you at her house now?
They got me in the back of a van. It looked like an ambulance, but the white devil driving it. Hey, Miriam, they say, you coming with us? I said, call Ethel. Ethel gonna save my hole.
Ethel, this is the white devil.
Did she say her last name?
This is the white devil, Ethel. If you cannot make me as cheap to kill the pie, I will kill her. I will take her stall and make it one with me. I will need her for the burning down, and she will become a part of me and my strength will feed my death.
Huh?
If you cannot make me as cheap to kill the pie. You take some sweet.
Yeah.
You take some potato when you have some pie. And you put her in the oven for 420 degrees. 20 minutes later.
Where'd she live at?
I'm over here now. I'm on the street. I was living at a shelter, and I tried to escape and come by you. I said, Ethel Zilla is going to be my savior. She's going to save my hole.
Where do you live at? Where do you live at?
He lives in the dumpster by the church, he says.
Dumpster by the church? What church?
The First Church.
I live in a van down by the river.
She lives in the First Unity Church of National City.
Ooh, no.
No.
No, that church.
They got bought by Columbia Church the other day. They merged. National City Church and First National Church, and they merged together. Did you hear about that one?
No, I don't know about that one.
Is the white devil on your end of the line or mine? I don't understand.
No, ain't the white devil on my end.
Yes, I am on your end of the line, baby.
Can you hear that, Ethel? Can you hear that white devil?
I'm corrupting your phone system.
Yeah, they're on Farm Street.
He said he corrupting the phone system, Ethel. Boogie down, boogie down.
Did you pay your phone bill? Or have you been paying your phone bill on time? Because the white devil will take over your phone if you don't pay your bill on time.
Yeah, I paid my bill. I just paid my bill. My bill just paid it today.
Ethel, the white devil said your last check bounced.
You paid it today? What time? After 10 p.m.? I won't post until Monday.
Yeah, he says you won't post until Monday if you paid it today after 2 p.m. That's probably what's going on here.
Yeah, I just paid my bill. My daughter just paid it today for me.
Was it in the afternoon?
My phone bill.
Ask her what time she paid the phone bill. This is important.
What time did you pay the phone bill, Hattie?
Today?
Yeah, today. But she's going to look on the receipt to see.
Oh, please let me know and ask her for the receipt number, too, if you could.
I give it what number, no, on the receipt.
The receipt number.
Huh? The time today.
Ethel, you gotta come and get me away from this white devil. He say he gonna impregnate me. I'm too old. My uterus been dried up for years.
Huh?
I will leave you alone if this check clears when I need confirmation that the payment is legitimate.
Yeah, it's gotta go with what he says.
I don't understand it.
No problem, white devil.
Ethel!
Receipt number
2359315. 9315.
9315.
9315
is checked out. No,
did she make it an authorized phone payment center?
Ethel, don't listen to him. He with the white devil, Ethel. Don't listen to him. Don't give him your personal... Ethel!
Ethel,
this is Marion. Can you hear me, dear?
Can we bring Marion over, to get this? I mean, honestly, she's either drunk or diabetic. Do you have, like, any hard candy over there, do you think?
Hard candy?
Yeah.
You have any hard candy he had? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Do you have any hard candy for Ethel?
Yes.
Okay, because
I need it, Miriam Lay. I need it.
I'm confused. The white devil's on the line somehow. I don't understand how. And this lady's going to diabetic shock.
I'm not in shock. I saw the white devil. It's Ethel. Who is on the phone? Ethel's daughter?
You saw me. I have corrupted you. Who's on the line now? Like a man in the street.
You know what? My mother is blind, and she is almost 90 years old. If y'all come with this foolishness again,
I will have the phone come ask you.
She fucking finally realized that it was a fucking joke.
Number 6.
I don't want to play number 6 yet. Hey there.
Hi.
Hi there. Jesus Christ. Hey everybody, we're back on the air. This is Madhouse Radio. Live from Lopez Cigar Bar and Grill. Here in Orlando, Florida, I'm Carlito. We're here with Milkman, the man himself, milkman.net. Tuck, tuckermike.com. Kokanee's in the house also.
Hello, tuckermike.com.
We just played the best, the number 7 prank call of the year. That was on the prank den. That was me and Zolar, White Devil calls a blind lady. We had the number 6 call coming up. It was the number 5, 4, 3, 2, and of course followed by none other than number 1, and then the number 0 call. In the meantime, we're going to get to some information here coming in from Nunu. Nunu sending in information for a prank call potentiality. That's to a midget convention, or also known as little people. They don't like the word midget, you know. They don't like that term. That's calling them the N-word, Nunu. Maybe perhaps you should be a little more sensitive to people of short stature. That's not very good. But anyway, regardless, we have breaking news here. The midgets are having a convention tonight. And the details are coming in through Milkman, through Nunu. They're in Brooklyn, New York. I didn't know they had conventions in Brooklyn, New York. Things must be pretty bad right now, huh? Alright, cool. Well, we're on it, everybody. Hang on a moment. We're going to connect to the Marriott and ask for some midges. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, we'll play bits and pieces of the number 6 prank call of the year. The number 6 best call of the season 3. This is Los Angeles. This was actually a misdial. I meant to call someone, a clothing store, my wallet. But instead, I dialed the wrong number, and I got a very funny guy, Mexican guy, and his girlfriend at the house. This is interesting. Well, enjoy this, everybody. We'll be right back with the number.
I remember this one.
We're calling the midget convention.
Number 6.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi there.
Speaking with?
That's good. Yeah, is this the clothing place? The socks place?
No, you got the wrong number.
Who is this?
This is the wrong number.
I know, and this is Where's My Socks Clothing Store. Don't give me that.
Sorry?
Don't give me that, all right? This is the clothing store. I left my wallet there. You making up so you don't give me my wallet back? Give me my wallet back now.
Who is this?
I left my freaking wallet there. And now you people...
What are you talking about?
I left my freaking wallet there. You people don't want to give it back.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Valente. You took my wallet. I left it there. You don't want to give it back. When I get through, I'm going to make a lawsuit on you, buddy.
Okay. Hey. You just reached a residential place, so who the fuck are you trying to call?
Bullshit. 2 minutes ago, I was talking to you, and you said, oh, yeah, girl, come in. Come in and get your wallet. And
hey,
he said, send
bro,
me to the wrong
house, man. This is a fucking house.
You're
No, hold on. Who the fuck is this, bro?
You fucking little shit. Don't you fucking talk to me like that, little.
Where are you? I'm gonna fucking fuck you up, dude. Where are you?
Fuck you, you fucking shit. Give me my wallet back, you asshole.
No, I don't give a fuck about your wallet, bro. I'm telling you got the fucking wrong number. Okay, get your shit straight, bro. You want to meet me somewhere?
Yeah, you want to fight? You want to have it fight?
Bro, where are you going to be at? Bitch?
Well, you tell me where, and I'll show up.
Hold on. Fuck this motherfucker up, man. I'm telling you, you got the wrong fucking number. This is a house. Who the fuck are you trying to reach?
You fucking monkey, stupid, dirty shit.
You know what? Hey.
Let me talk
to you. Hold on. Fuck this guy. Where are you gonna be at, dude?
I'm gonna kick your ass so good. I'm gonna laugh.
I'll give you your wallet. I'll shove it up your ass. Where are you?
Is that your girl that I was talking to?
I'm telling you, man, this is a fucking house. So who the fuck are you trying to reach?
When I beat you up, I'm gonna do your girl in front of you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna fuck you up first, bitch.
Do you have mother?
Tell me where you are. Tell me where you are, man. I'm going to meet you over there.
How many fathers do you have?
Give me the fucking phone.
Give her the phone. I want to talk to your girl.
You know what? Your fucking mother, bitch, all right?
I'm going to kick your ass. Let's meet. Now, I'm going to fight. That's it.
All right. Jesus Christ.
What
the fuck is wrong with that guy, man?
He
did too,
it's
that.
Good
song, Russell.
That'll
settle
it.
Wow. That was a good one, dude. I remember that one. That guy was burned.
That was obviously a misdial. Let me see.
Dude, he was wanting to have a penis sword fight. I could just tell by the way he was talking to him.
This is Los Angeles. What is the 409 area code?
Huh?
Where is your area code? We have caller ID. Where is your area
code? Dude, I'm blocking my phone number. Don't even go there. You don't have shit.
Dude, 409.
It's not my phone. It's not my phone number.
Well, either way, dude, this is a fucking house, and wherever your fucking wallet is, we're letting you know you got the fucking wrong number. Call the cops. Call the cops, all right? We got your number, so call the cops.
Listen,
okay?
Buddy.
This is a fucking house. I don't know where the fuck you left your wallet, but this is a fucking house, and I don't appreciate this kind of phone call.
I'm going to give you the biggest slap right across the face. I'm going to knock it right out of your mouth.
You know what?
You
try it. Try it, buddy.
Give me... You know, if you're tracing my number, I dare you to call back.
I dare you. Not with this. You know what? You can dare all you want, but what the fuck do you want, bitch?
You're
one that's asking us.
Are you Mexican? You sound Mexican.
What?
You sound like Mexican.
What the fuck does that got to do with anything? Am I trying to fucking make friends with you, bitch?
You sound
why
like...
Why the fuck are you harassing us?
Why don't you ask your mother how many fathers you have, buddy?
You know what? No. Call the cops. We have your number. We're calling the cops. The cops are harassing
us. I already called the police for you because you stole my wallet.
Call the police.
I already did. You want the docket number?
Please.
Give them the number and tell them to come here. We'll give them yours, okay?
Will you write down this
tape? You're a crazy son of a bitch.
They gave me a case.
You know...
I have a case number against you already.
Good.
Okay.
Good for you. Get a life, bro.
I hope you get a lawyer. You get a lawyer. I suggest when we hang
it's
up.
It's a free country.
You get a lawyer.
Okay? Do whatever you need to do. What's your name?
This is Valente.
Valente.
Valente, yes.
Oh, you're asking me if I sound Mexican. Okay, anyways.
I'm Italian, sir. I'm Italian. I'm Italian.
Get a life, Valente.
I'm Italian.
Okay.
I'm Italian.
Get a life.
You stupid, disgusting immigrant. Stole my wallet.
Okay.
Another one. You're another drop in the bucket.
All right. Valente, get a life. Wherever you are, this is your
no
wrong area code.
I'm working on
that. Capable of flying in the 407 area code, get a life, dude, okay?
How did you know that I'm 407 area code?
Because it shows up on the caller ID, stupid idiot.
I'm blocking my number.
Well, I don't know, but it shows up, bitch, okay?
Oh, my God.
He's mad.
Oh, my God.
She's mad. She doesn't know nobody.
Oh, my God.
Stop
getting
mad.
Get a fucking life, dude.
Oh, my God.
This is Los Angeles. Where the fuck is this? Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Please don't tell my mom that I was calling.
Hello?
Please don't tell my mom that I was calling.
Who is this?
This is Valente. Please don't tell my mom I was calling.
Look, Valente, we will press charges against you, okay?
I'm recording this call. Do you understand?
I don't give you permission to record this call. I don't give you permission to record this call.
I don't give a shit. You are harassing us.
Hey,
if our phone has a recorder, then we can.
Valente,
get a life, dude.
Can you be quiet? Can you get off
and
the
call? And you owe both of us an apology, bitch, okay?
Fuck you.
I apologize. Hey.
I apologize to the woman because she sounds sexy, but fuck you, man.
Hold on. Valente?
The girl sounds sexy.
Have some fucking respect, okay?
The girl sounds sexy. Is that your sister or your girlfriend? Let me know. Who
hey,
is
Valente,
it?
Have some fucking respect.
Answer my questions,
Valente,
woman.
Mommy.
I command you to answer
Valente?
My questions.
Valente?
Yes?
Have some fucking respect. This is Los Angeles, man. You don't know what the fuck
you're doing. So what? Los Angeles. Who gives a shit? Oh, this is Los Angeles. Los Angeles, I don't give a fuck. I shit on Los Angeles. This is my town. I run this town.
Find your fucking wallet. I know where you live. All right?
Where do I live?
All right? Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not exactly.
I know where you live.
Good for you.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, bro, get a life.
Hey,
get a lawyer. No, don't worry. I have a lawyer.
No, you don't worry. I'm going to pray for you tonight. Don't worry.
All
Okay.
Okay. Good. 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 Okay.
Okay.
I command you to hang up the phone. Thank you.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Madhouse Radio is a shit. Hey, everybody. Madhouse Radio back.
He played him like a chump, buddy.
He is a chump. Played him like a chump. Had to ban some people on Syndicate. I'll say I'm proud that I did. You go on record. If you want to give me shit that I banned certain people in Syndicate, you know what? I'm tired of the abuse. You don't abuse me when I'm doing a live show. And I'm on my sixth beer. And I'll tell you what, if you people are going to sit there and abuse me and don't think I'm not going to defend myself, I'm going to defend myself. But I don't care if you're Syndicate friends, Syndicate VIP, or whoever the fuck you are. You don't come into my show and disrespect me in front of the listeners. You go shove it up your ass. I don't care. They can get mad at me. They can get mad at me and kick me off of Syndicate if they want. I do what I do because I'm a fucking man. I'm a man. And when I have to do what I want to have to do because I'm a man, that's what I do. And I'll ban anybody who comes in my own chat room and comes into my house and disrespect me. And the same goes anywhere else that I'm at. And I would expect you people to do the same to me if I was in there being a negative little bitch. A woman like these people here sometimes get. And here you respect me. Here in my show you respect me. I'm the authority. And I'm the one that's respected, and you respect me, and if not, then you will suffer the consequences, and that's all there is. Okay.
Yeah, like he said.
Just saying. Continuing on, we're going to do another live
don't
prank
fuck
call.
With the MMO, no.
Oh, man, that's beer number 7 coming up now. We're going to call.
Dude, get a Newcastle's air for me, man.
Yeah, no, fuck that. That's too thick, man. What's wrong with you? We're going to call Yates Pet for Dinkus Ranch.
That
I have no
not
idea what
thick, dude. It's fucking nice.
Right. All right, just a moment, folks. We'll be right back with another prank call. It's a live one. One moment, please. Yes, hi, is this the Dinkus Ranch?
Yes, it is.
I need emergency service here. What kind of services are you providing at this time?
We're a cattle ranch.
Yeah, do you guys provide hay services, or can you help me out with a horse or cattle that I have that are in need of food? And we're willing to pay whatever it takes, but we got to get them taken care of. We just seized them from these horrible people. They didn't feed them. They had them out in a dirt lot with no grass for them to eat. That horse, his horse and this cow was supposed to be eating plenty of hay every day, and they didn't feed him anything. He was eating the bark and the wood off of the fence post.
Well, I think you'd have to talk to the owners. We're not,
No, we already seized them. We're trying to take them somewhere where they at least get some food until tomorrow.
Oh. Well, you're not going to get it here.
Well, do you have any grass over there? They can
no,
eat some grass?
No, we have no grass whatsoever, not here. You're calling in New Mexico.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm here in New Mexico also, and these all I know is that these poor animals need food, and you're not willing to help them out.
Well, I'm willing to help them out, just have nothing to do it with. Thanks.
Well, you don't love animals? I'm going to call it back. Fuck that hoe. Fuck the rest of you. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous.
Every Sunday morning, I'm in service, praying for forgiveness. Hey, Mono, I'm an animal lover, man. I love animals. You know why? Because they're delicious.
Fucker.
Hey, is this Carlito?
It's Carlito at the Cigar Bar. How you doing, man?
Hey, well, happy anniversary show to you, man.
Thanks, bro. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great, man.
Good. Good for you, man. How's your week, baby? We haven't talked to you in a few weeks, huh?
Oh, I got some projects going.
That's good. You got some money coming in, man?
No. I'm building something. I'm building a new kind of motorcycle.
That's good. You're building it yourself and making the parts?
Well, I'm actually using parts
Yeah.
from a lot of different... lot of different kinds of vehicles.
It's going to run on gasoline?
Yeah, it'll run on gasoline, yeah.
It's going to run on gasoline. Well, that's good, at least. I thought you were going to say it's going to run on corn oil or something crazy like that, huh?
Well, no, if it was a diesel engine, it would run. In fact, the guy Diesel that invented the diesel engine, he invented it to run on peanut oil.
Right, man. That's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, man, people with diesels, man, it's real easy to convert them over to run. You can go back to the fast food restaurants and get the old French fry grease and filter it and drive down the road and it smells like French fries.
Well, they're not doing that shit anymore, though, man. They actually sell that oil back to companies.
Yes,
come and buy
yes, there are so many people getting in on diesel fuel. Yeah, it is.
Fucking money now,
the fast food restaurants, it's harder and harder to get now.
Back in the day.
They used to, they used to have to pay people to take it away.
Exactly. Yeah, before people will come, take it, whatever, we don't care.
Right, but when the gas prices hit a big jump, that's when, you know, and people started converting their diesel engines to run on that shit, that's when they, and plus, you know, there was a guy, he took a school bus and he converted a diesel engine, man, he drove clear across the United States, man, on free French fry grease.
Oh, shit. Well, I saw there was these guys that did that, and they were on Jay Leno for one night. I remember I was watching Jay Leno.
Right, and that's when people with diesel engines got, you know, started converting them over, man. You can convert your diesel engine over if you know what you're doing for less than $200. If you don't, you can take it to a pro, and they'll do it for about $750.
Exactly.
But this dude, man, he drove a big old fucking, like a Greyhound bus clear across the United States on free French fry grease. And what he did is he had a stove pipe. He had like an 8-inch stove pipe, and it was full of all kinds of, like, cheesecloth. And he'd pour that shit in there, and he'd put a high intensity sun lamp on it.
Ugh.
And when it came out the other end, it was fucking burnable fuel.
Yeah, but that's got to be fucking a nasty, smelly ass process to do that. The fucking oil.
Well, no, not when you get it down. Not when you get it down, man. This dude, like I say, man, he had it all worked out, man.
I know I had a friend that used to work at a restaurant, an Italian restaurant, that had one of those grease pits in the back, and that shit in the back there will get rotten.
Right.
That's got to be nasty to take out that nasty rotten oil, because it's not pure oil at that point.
Well, that's the shit they cook the meat in gets rotten and nasty. Shit they cook the French fries and onion rings in, odor neutral for years and years, actually.
Yeah, I know. Oil,
it's
yeah.
only the
oh,
shit
yeah,
that
yeah.
They cook,
they cook
and
it in,
fry
yeah,
fucking medium.
Yeah, it picks up like meat juices and garbage juice
right,
and water.
Right, that's probably like barbecue,
that.
Right? A barbecue gets fucking that shit. The drippings off of that turn all rancid and nasty real quick.
Yeah, it's just meat. It's just meat.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Meat.
It's like, so how's everything going with you?
Good, man. We're live at a cigar shop. We're at Lopez Cigar.
Right, I'm on. I'm listening to you.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
On. I was in the chat room there, man, but...
some upset people in the chat room. I'll tell you like I just said everybody else. You know, I'm going to... You know, I don't need to be sitting here doing a show and have some people, some jack-offs sitting there saying fucking shit. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. Maybe I've had a few in me, but I just don't feel like dealing with that shit now. And
I'm in the chat room on Syndicate. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, if someone's going to be an asshole, they're going to have to get a timeout, and that's too fucking bad. And people want to sit there and complain and be little bitches about it, and too bad, and deal with it. And go talk to Syndicate Management, and I'll back myself and say, you know what? I got a transcript of the chat right here. Some people being stupid, saying stupid shit, got tired of it, just gonna kick you out. Go take a timeout.
I don't blame you a bit. That one dude was really a fucking obnoxious asshole.
We don't need that shit. We don't need, you know, we don't need faggots here. That's what it is, and that's what Syndicate is. And if you don't like that bitch doesn't like it either, get the fuck out, too, if you don't like it.
Dude was on cam, right, and he was talking about how his hot girlfriend was in the bedroom and shit, and a dude says, well, put her on the cam. And he says, well, she's in the shower now. And he says, well, that's okay. Just show her to us. And he wouldn't fucking do it. He's another one of these motherfuckers living an imaginary fucking life, right?
Right, exactly.
If he had a fucking hot girlfriend,
He was showing on the cam.
Yeah,
he was live on the fucking syndicate cam, but the guy had all kinds
bullshit.
Of fucking thousand excuses why he couldn't show his hot girlfriend on the cam, right?
Yeah. If you're going to be a faggot who can't take it in band, you know, then, you know, then go fuck yourself. That's all it is.
Right, man. If you talk the talk, you gotta walk the walk, or else you get fucking showing up every fucking time. Right now, all these fucking liars are exposed, man.
Right.
All these fucking liars are being fucking exposed. All these dirty bastards that sent the young men of America off to fight innocent fucking people in the Middle East to rape, burn, and pillage the Muslims right now. These motherfuckers are being exposed. These corporations, these international arms dealers that start wars and send the poor people off to die in, so they make trillions of dollars, so they keep control of all the wealth on earth. These are the evil bastards right now that are being fucking exposed.
Yeah, you do sound like Hi-Fi is a good point. You do sound like Dennis Hopper sometimes.
It
makes a very good point. Yeah, but
it's fucking true, man. Like this banker bailout shit.
No, they're trying to do another fucking bailout now. What's that shit about, right?
No, that wasn't no bailout, dude. A fucking bailout is if you're in jail, I come down there and post your fucking bail. These motherfuckers that are destroying the economy. Well, now they're consolidating their fucking wealth and power globally, and right now they're trying to take down the economy of the United States. Right now they're moving so much of our infrastructure that made this country the number one industrial power in the world for many years. They're moving most of it over to Red China and the rest of it over to India.
Right.
And what they're trying to do is break the back on the middle class people in this fucking country and bring us down into a third world status where your sons and daughters will be the fucking sex slaves of the elites, of the rich.
Right. All right.
And that's what they're trying to do, and they got to be resisting the posed at every turn and every fucking way. And the U.S. Constitution gives us the right, and not only the right, but the obligation and the duty to keep these motherfuckers from destroying our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Magna Carta, which gives equal freedom to us all, which gives you the right to own a gun. It gives you the right, in case some fucking maniac kicks your door, the law and the Constitution gives you the right to defend yourself. And they're trying to take that power away from us regular people.
All right, awesome, man.
What they're doing is they're taking psychopaths. They're taking literally guys like Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer, and they're giving positions of power within the government. People that love to rape and rob and pillage. I mean, they're just the worst kind of scum.
We're
and they're trying to get rid of the good people in the government. That's why right now we have two governments. We have a government by day and a government by night.
In other words,
we have a shadow
ninjas.
Government.
Shadow government full of ninjas and schwarzes.
Well, actually, they're not ninjas. What they are, man, is they're cowardly, fucking pathetic sons of bitches that want to rule the world.
Hey, I got to call Recklude, man.
Brothers. Hey, well, it was nice talking to you, my bro.
All right, man. Well, thanks for being on the last show ever on Syndicate. Appreciate it.
What do you mean it's the last? Is it really the last show?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know if it is or not.
But if it is, dude, I'll just fucking throw you in the madhouse, dude.
I'll just tell you what, you know, I'm going to be respected around here, and let me know about Syndicate and everything. I'm not saying that I'm quitting, but if people decide to kick me off of Syndicate, and you do what I do, but I do what I do because I'm a man, and I'm not going to sit here and be disrespected over and over again by petty people, by trash people. Like are coming around tonight and they're suspecting me. They will be dealt with. And that's
Carlito, listen, dudes like you, if dudes like you and Zolar fucking left Syndica, I think Syndica would probably collapse, man.
It's not gonna collapse. I don't care about me there. Anyway, all right, crazy.
Well, actually, what I think is they're setting up all this high technology. For nefarious purposes, actually, where In a few years, if the United States is still here, they'll try to put a fucking law through where everybody's got to have a fucking cam in their fucking house and be hooked up to the
fucking
weather, including you, man. Crazy fucker. We're still waiting to see you on cam, you woman.
Well, I am, man. I'll tell you what, man. I've been saving my pennies, and I'm about ready to go out and buy a fucking Cray supercomputer. I'm trying to work a deal with somebody of mine.
Oh,
shit. And I'm trying to get me
found a gateway.
$2 billion is coming in the mail.
I'm trying to negotiate a contract where I can buy
it. Atari doesn't count.
DD says he uses
$30 or something.
Disturbed, he says use a telegraph still. All right, man, I'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you next
All
week,
right.
Crazy fucker. See you, man. Bye. Crazy fucker, everybody.
Jesus Christ.
The people listening in the back. The people listening here in the bar have, like, no idea who the fuck Crazy Fucker is, but they love him already. They were cheering him on for a little while. That was pretty funny. We're live at Lopez Cigar Bar.
Yeah, well, can come back in now.
New messages. To listen to your message.
We're live at Lopez Cigar Bar and Grill here in Orlando, Florida, the city beautiful, the beautiful Orlando, home of the magic and home of Busty Snipes. Big Orlando fans here.
Open up if you got them.
All right, so we're going to call Reclude here. Reclude's been waiting for us to call him. He's a recipient of best guest caller of the year. He won last year for this, and he's winning this year again. I guess I will play his call after we talk to him. In the meantime, let's get Reckless here in the line, because he's going to have to go pretty soon, everybody. And we'll play the number 5 call of the year. This one is Put the Phone Down. And this one here, I called an Indian restaurant. One of our themes this year was Bonchute. We kept doing the Bonchute thing. Now, unfortunately, this year we did lose Jim Stewart. But we did.
Explain what Bonchute is.
Bonchute is Indian. It's a very coarse Indian curse, which means sister fucker. And it's one of the biggest curses that you can say to an Indian man. They take very great offense to it, even if they don't even have a sister. Apparently, they take women very seriously over there and their relationship with their women figures and their mothers and their sisters and their daughters. So I called him a sister fucker, and this gentleman got very mad at me. He took it for a while.
They don't like the idea of fucking their ugly sister.
No, they don't at all. Oh, some Indian girls are nice. I want to lick their pussies and touch their pussies with my tongue. But anyway, here we go. Put the phone down.
Number.
Yeah. Show your kid.
You have? I can order for you.
Do you have a sister?
You want some? I can order for you.
Yeah, bring your sister over. Yes, please. Come. Why don't you come deliver your sister to my house?
Fucking, I can screw you up, man. Can you give your phone number right away? I can call 900. Screw you up, asshole. Motherfucker. Put the phone down.
No.
Don't laugh. I'm going to give your phone number to the 900 right now.
No, please don't tell. I'm going to get...
Screw your fucking asshole.
Please don't tell.
Just hold on.
Please don't tell. No.
I'm going to rip your phone right now to 900, fucking asshole. Motherfucking.
You fucking bastard.
You motherfucker.
Oh. Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m.
And hello, I say.
What the fuck is that ring number, ring song you got, man?
What is it?
It's like some classical Tchaikovsky stuff. What is that?
Oh, man, I keep on trying to change it. This thing's fucking up on me. I gotta call that. I had, like, Miley Cyrus on that motherfucker a little bit.
Bro, how you doing, man? It's Reclude, everybody. Reclude.
What's up?
How you been, bro?
Tired and busy, but pretty fucking happy.
Oh, man, I'm in a bar right now. I'm good. I'm on my 7th beer of the night, sir.
7th?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. I'll have a drink with you. Get some of that. I just fucking... I'll tell you later about this one broad.
Yeah? Is she drinking with you, or is she doing other stuff?
Well... Yeah, well, you know.
Did you touch her pussy with your tongue? You ever do that?
Come on, now. Nobody talks like that.
Oh, yeah, I do. I like talking.
I'm just kidding. I talk worse than that. All right. No, I don't even know, dude. I'm fucking really... I'm not going to lie to you.
You don't go down south?
Been smoking.
Girls like it when you go down south, man.
Well, of course they like it. It doesn't fuck what they like.
Yeah, man. Hell yes.
But,
yes. Well, wanted to talk to you about these calls. Of the ones you did this year with us, the one that came out on top, I think, was those salvage call, salvage yard calls. You remember
that? Yeah, salvage yard calls. Yeah.
Thanksgiving night, you and I start doing a show, and we call this junkyard here, and you're Richie Randall. Richie Randall needs to get his car back from Francine. Francine had put in the junkyard. What were your thoughts about that? What were your thoughts about that? Was that your favorite call, prank call you did in the last year? I think you had some better ones too. I think you did on your own, right?
What are you talking about? All right, I'm sorry, I'm really out of it. All right, so what are we talking about? We're talking about prank calls. We're talking about salvage yard calls.
Yes, Richie Randall.
You said. Yeah.
No, I was saying, was that your favorite call of the last year? Have you had any better ones on your own? Have you been doing any pranks lately on your own, man?
Some of the best pranks, my favorite pranks, are pranks I do in the studio. Like, when somebody calls up and I'll just fuck with them, but I can't record it fast enough.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Lately I got my BlackBerry and I've been, like, recording them with them, but...
You can record on the BlackBerry itself? It records it for you?
Well, I just hold it up because we have, like, nice little, like, office phones and shit with good speaker phones.
Okay, kick ass.
I just put it up there and, like, yeah, there's this woman that called in. She asked if we were, like, the credit department for some local, like, fucking auto sales. So I started busting her fucking balls. I did, like, that Touchstone Terra shit where I put her on hold. I kept on transferring her.
Yeah, to Jim Bob.
Like, everybody. And then I blew it. At first it was like, it was like some black guy, and then it comes back, and it was me, and I'm like, oh, that's bullshit. It's like, that wasn't even the right person. I transferred him to Richie Randall.
Richie
talked to him for a little bit, and at the end I was just like, and I just want to say one thing, cunt! So she called back, and like her husband called back and shit. It was just dumb because, I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey,
they knew who it was.
Did you put
she
in?
Told
for,
me we know who you are, so watch out. That's what they told me. So.
Did you put in for your Google Voice invite because they're giving them out slowly?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. I got one. I got two actually.
Oh, you two invites, or you got two accounts now?
Well, I got two invites. I got one account. I'm gonna. Because I got the two different emails or whatever I'm on, so
yeah.
I might go on and do the second one, but like I got an outline number.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, well, Milkman, the reason you haven't gotten a single invite is because they're not letting us existing members send invites out again yet. I'm still waiting for that, but my coworker, he got one, he loves it, and he got a second invite back. So I'm waiting on getting a few. I put in a request for five different ones. But dude, you can pick up, like, if you can type in your name. And it'll give you a number. Like, I put in, like, Carlito, and it gave me, like, you know, like a number in, like, New York. It was, like, 212 Carlito. Like, it finds vanity numbers for you at no charge.
Really?
Yeah,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, you know, I was going to put, like 115 Horsefucker or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, getting some funky names and shit like that. But, yeah, they got numbers in L.A. and New York and shit all over the country. So I'm going to get a whole, you know, I'm going to pick a whole bunch of them. And, definitely,
yeah,
man.
Dude, I'm going to get as many as I can. I'm going to do it. It's also, like, business-wise, too, but, I mean, obviously, it's, you know, I want to get me one place. I mean, the L.A. one, I want to kind of, like, use that because I plan on going out there.
Right.
But I also want to get one somewhere in, like, fucking Idaho or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just for fucking with people so we can call up and have people smash out the glass in their, their hotel. When I fucking heard those calls, dude, I about pissed my pants. I heard this one where you heard the glass breaking.
Yeah.
I think it was the British guy, and you could listen in the background, and things crashed. Who would do that? Like, that's my question. Who the fuck would, like, you'd be working
stupid.
At a hotel. Are you that brain dead that you would, like, start, like, breaking glass and shit without, like, consulting maybe your boss or the police or somebody, you know what I mean?
Picking up a chair and breaking the hotel window and breaking the fire sprinklers and shit. I mean, how stupid can you fucking be to actually buy that?
They're giving the wrong people a felony, I'm telling you.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, it's a site. They're still up right now, but, I mean, they're getting a lot of press for it. You kind of feel, I want to feel happy for them, but that's fucking bullshit, though. I mean, come on, they're going to fuck things up for people like me. Because you're just going to get a lot of extra scrutiny now. A lot of, you know, the feds are getting involved, so they're going to start looking for these internet prank call sites.
No, they're not. Come on. This is, I mean, if it keeps happening, maybe, I don't know.
Well, dude, cops already came in on me. And that's one of the things that happened.
Well,
the cops busted in on me a few months ago. Remember that. Don't forget this fucking
well,
shit.
Yeah, I mean, when you cocksuckers were calling fucking, who are you calling, though? Of course. They're like right tied into 911. What do you expect?
An anger management line, so I called in angry. What the fuck did they expect was going to happen? Like, oh,
what was the breaking moment where she turned the call?
She's sucking somebody's dick, some cop, and the guy's like, all right, fine, and he made some reverse 911 shit, so whenever I called out of my studio line back at the house, it was going straight to 911, so it traced my number. Any call that I made out got traced. And the next thing I know, an hour later, I'm sitting here just chilling, and these cops knock on the door, and they come in with their fucking guns and shit. I'm like,
are you fucking serious? They came in with their guns drawn?
Not drawn, but they had their hands on their... They were ready to draw them. They were ready to. The one cop had his hand on his hip the whole time, and he was looking at me, and I told him, fucker, if you're gonna, you better fucking use it. I told him, like, he was getting ready to take it out. I was like, if you pull it out, you better fucking use it, because I ain't got a fucking gun on me right now, motherfucker. And so he pulled out his bully club. Like, he was gonna hit me with the club and says, yeah, you fucking asshole. And they started going through, you know, through the office, and they busted up my fucking dresser. Knock shit all over the place. Fucking assholes, yeah. But at least they let me go. The one, the sergeant was, like, laughing at it. He was like, whatever, man, don't worry about it. It's fucking bullshit. Sorry about the fucking thing. This is black. I mean, no offense, but the black cops, dude, they got, like, something to prove, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't mean to talk bad about any race or, you know, but, and cops do what they do, whatever it is, you know. Yeah, it's a good service they do for us, but, you know, some of these cops, they're fucking assholes, you know? There's one I think who might be listening. There's a guy over there that looks like a cop, so I better stop talking shit. But, dude, you want to do a prank call real quick before I move on with the countdown? I got to wrap things up here pretty soon.
Well, shit, let's give it a try. I don't know if I'm mentally stable for one, but let's give her a shot.
You don't have the mental fortitude. All right, I got a casino.
When are you ever?
I got a casino. I got a casino. It's called Munchie's Casino. They're in San Diego.
What?
The Munchies Casino. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Maybe they'll let you smoke weed there. I don't know. I'm going to... Oh, actually, SD. South Dakota. I didn't know they had fucking shit in South Dakota. I don't know they had fucking casinos out there. What was that about? Go to Google.
Is that where it's not San Diego. It's in South Dakota?
South Dakota, yeah. SD. Aberdeen, South Dakota. I sent you the...
Yeah, laws are so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
With casinos and stuff and gambling, I don't know.
They need to start some fucking casinos here in Orlando, because fuck that shit, man. They need to start making some money up in this bitch in Orlando, because fucking shit's bad. Did you hear, I don't know if you heard what happened, dude, here at Disney World, the monorail crashed. Killed the monorail pilot.
Oh my God,
that's
dude.
Some fucking shit, man. I've been on that thing.
That's a way to die.
Yeah, I know, right? The monorail doesn't even stop. That shit goes fast, dude. That's fucking scary.
It's fucking shit.
Alright, Reclu, don't go anywhere, man. I'm gonna get the next prank call and I hear this is gonna be the casino. It's called Munchies. Don't go anywhere, bro, alright? Later.
Hello?
I don't know what keeps happening. Every time I connect you, I go to dial tone. I think this
really?
Is... Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know, man. Are you on a Skype phone or something?
No, I'm just on my cell.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's going to work. Maybe it's just this fucking setup again, this fucking place. All right, well...
What the hell you got going on there?
I'm at a cigar bar. I'm doing a live show from a cigar bar, man.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, what, you got a little laptop or what?
I got a laptop with one of those Wi-Fi cards, one of those 3G whatever cards, and we're using the bar's phone line. And trying to connect. It was been working all night, but now it's starting to fail a little bit, so I think we stressed it out too much. I don't know. Yeah, anyway, well, I guess we can't prank live, but I'm just going to go through the countdown, and we're going to end the show. All right, man?
Yeah, man. Well, anyways, I just want to say, I won an award, right, or something, right?
You did. You're going to get, I'll
it's
tell you.
It's wonderful.
What probably should have been the number one prank, it was very close, but you got the number two prank of the year. That's the Richie Randall Salvage Yard calls are coming up next. They're awesome.
Well,
thank you. That was a fun time doing that. I want to thank you to everybody who voted or didn't vote.
Or didn't.
Did they vote, or did you guys just decide?
We took some votes, some suggestion votes, actually, and then I rounded it out. I shaped it. The listener shaped it, and I finalized it. I had the executive decision, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, thank you to all the people that voted. I appreciate it.
Right.
And, yeah, that's about it, man. All right, just say thanks.
All right, Reckwood, man. I'll catch you next week. All right, bro? Take it easy. Peace. Bye. I think I might have the mic working. The mic will be working for the first time right now. Oh, sure. Look, we got a mic working here. All right, good. Finally, about time.
Yay.
All right, anyway, we're going to do the next call here. This is the number 4. This one is called Zone 2. So we called this place in Texas. It's called Cobra Security, and we had fun with it. And this is using my little, I soldered together this little alarm thing in one of my electronics classes that I had. Remember this call, Milkman? This is funny. This is a funny prank call.
This is one of my favorites.
All the people listening here are going to enjoy this one. So anyway, this was called again?
Definitely.
I'm drunk. I'm so fucking drunk. This is Zone 2, motherfucker. Just a moment here, the number 4 best prank call of Season 3. Thank you.
Number 4.
Oh, 4. Whoops.
Cobra Security.
Yeah, there's a problem in Zone 2, and you people still haven't shown up over here. I don't know if it's someone's got their keys locked in, or there's an intruder in Zone number 2.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Who are you?
Jesus Christ, this is Destro. I'm calling for status on Zone 2. We've been paying you people on this contract for security. You guys don't do jack. This is the third time I'm calling in. Look, there it is, going off again.
What's all that business?
What?
My customer.
I need you guys to stop. Do something about Zone 2. Turn that alarm off.
I don't know what you're talking about. Zone anything.
All right, now...
What customer are you?
Huh?
What business is it?
I'm with Valente...
Or what customer?
Shut up. I'm with Valente and Associates. I'm with Valente and Associates.
Okay, well, I don't know. This is Cobra Security.
Exactly.
And I don't know any Valente and... Whatever.
Let me speak to the Baroness, please, because you people will look... You know, for the third time, the zone alarm keeps going off in Zone 2.
This is Cobra Security and...
Exactly, yes, Cobra Security.
You're calling the wrong place.
You guys are on contract. You're in violation of contract, sir. You're in violation of contract.
I'm a 60-year-old woman, and I'm in...
Okay, well, you folks...
And I don't know anything about Zone 2 or anything else.
Well, I'm going to speak to...
Or any even this customer you're talking
you're
about.
In violation of the contract unless you do something about Zone 2 immediately, sir.
Whatever.
There it goes again. Hello, sir.
In the middle of lighting my cigar, we got a voicemail, a legitimate voicemail here from those folks with the security company. Let's go ahead and listen to that. 53 seconds long. Let's take a listen to that, everybody. Enjoy. Told you they'd bite.
Yes, my name is Paul Groman. I'm calling from the law attorney office of Michael Douglas. And, my client just received a prank phone call. And she's been receiving this for months, being harassed. And, I'm just calling to let y'all know that if one more harassment comes through, I will be filing papers to press charges for phone harassment. I would like somebody to give me a call back. I'm sure y'all have caller ID. And I heard everything that you said to my client, and it was extremely rude. And if I... And charges will be pressed if one more phone call comes through.
Wait a minute. So if I call, he wants me to call him back, but I'll press charges. It's a trap.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling for a status on Zone 2, please.
Okay, look, sir. This is the owner of a security company. And
yes, ma'am.
You're calling from... This is a sir. You're talking to
wait a minute. I was just talking to you, and you said you were a 60-year-old woman, so I apologize.
That was my mom. I am the owner of the company. I am 30. I am the owner.
What is the deal, sir?
You're under contract to come out here and secure Zone 2 immediately. Send your son or send yourself over here, old sir, and get over here and fix the problem.
Well, could you tell me where we're supposed to go?
Valente Associates on...
Well, I don't know any Valente Associates.
Valente and Associates. You don't even know how to speak English, right? Is there an American I can speak to, please?
Could you spell it to me, please?
Valente. V-A-L-E-N-T-E and Associates.
I don't have a customer like that.
You're under contract. It says right here, Cobra Security, my paper machine. God damn it. Let me speak to Destro.
Well,
Let me speak.
Is the address or phone number? So I don't know any customer.
Let me speak
to anything else.
May I speak with the Cobra Commander, please?
There is no commander. I'm the owner.
Ask for
Denise Pope.
Can you put the Cobra Commander back on the line, please?
That was my son. He's in the car with me, and he's mad because.
Well, I don't care. Yeah, he's mad.
You're unreasonable.
He's a bad worker. That's why.
We're not under any kind of contract with anybody of Valencia anything.
Valente and Associates. Get my name right.
Valente. It doesn't matter. We don't have a customer like that.
You come out here, I'm calling the police.
Do what?
There it is again. Someone else.
Okay, I don't understand. Where are you located? You.
Valente and Associates.
I know where I'm located.
Disgusting woman.
What do you want, sir?
I need you to get these Mexicans off of Zone 2 immediately.
Okay, where is Zone 2?
Zone 2 is on the second floor. It's a secured room.
I don't
data
do any
server.
Buildings, sir.
So
I
what,
don't have any buildings that are customers.
What do you secure, whorehouses?
You know, I don't know who you are.
Get off my
want.
Phone. Get off my phone, old sir. Right now, I command you,
called
to,
me.
I command you to
I'm
hang up.
I'm going
to
call the police, and you know what?
I already called the police on you because you're in violation of contract. That's all it is.
Oh, good. Go for you.
There it is.
Oh, man, we're going to... Police is after us.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
All right, good deal. Cobra Commander is after us, everybody.
Good deal, fucker. All right, everybody, Madhouse Radio is back on air live from Lopez Cigar and Bar. I don't know when this fucking place gets quiet. They got a lot of beer here going on. There's a lot of drunk people. There was just a fight. The cops got called outside, Milkman. It's fucking nuts here, bro. I don't know what the fuck I just got myself into. They're all looking at me like...
That's a place to be.
There's this Puerto Rican... There's this guy... He was telling me before he was Italian or something. His name is Harshit. Harshit. H-A-R-S-H-I-T is his name. I looked at his license. I'm like, your name is Harshit? He's like, no, motherfucker, it's Harshit. It's Harshit. He got to a fight with some black dude outside. I think he got his ass kicked. The cops got called and everything. They're still out there. It's like I see blue lights outside right now. It's fucking nuts. Madhouse Radio live in Orlando. We're here on at a bar called the Lopez Cigar Bar and Grill. The guy's a friend of mine, and he bought this place here a few months ago, and he wanted me to come in, and it's actually been quite popular. There's a lot of people listening to our prank calls. They're listening on a 20-second delay. And we're having a good time over here. We're counting down it's our fourth year anniversary show, 4 years on the air. I want to say what's up to Mr. Rorak in the house. What's up, bro? Man, you should come on. You should come hang out one day, man. Anyway, we've lost the ability to make outbound calls right now, so I don't think we can do any more live prank calls. We're just going to finish up. We got 3 prank calls left on the best of the year. So we're going to knock those out of here, and we're going to call it a night. While we're out of here, let's just move on here. Number three here, Milkman, you were talking about. This one is called I Need an Address. This is in the same vein as those alarm calls.
That's the one.
So this is, just explain what happened here. Let me try to move away from this fucking crowd. Jesus Christ. All right, I think it might be a little better now. Anyway, I'm over here in the corner. I'm over here in the corner next to the big red water pipe. Don't you love water pipes? Okay, anyway, I'm drunk. The number 3 prank call.
I love water pipes.
All right, now.
You have the right thing in it.
Milkman, I know you know this one. Tuck was around for this one here when we're doing this one live. The number 3 prank call needed an address. This is one of those Monday morning prank calls. And in this one here, I decided I was doing my regular prank calls to, job offering, ads. in the newspaper, and I got through to a regular answer machine, and I hacked it. I put in the access code. I guessed it. It was all zeros or all ones or something like that. So I got to listen to all the messages of, like, 30 people who left a message for this guy looking for a job for a body
shop.
And I hacked it. I put in the access code, and I guessed it. In the process, I got a hold of one guy called Alfredo or Alberto, something like that. I got his phone number. He was trying to get a job. And I called him back as the guy. And keep in mind what I do, since I have the ability to spoof my caller ID. I spoofed the caller ID calling this guy back as the number that he had called out of the newspaper earlier in the day. And left an answer machine, you know, left a message on the answer machine to get a job. So as far as this guy knows, he's looking at his phone rings, and he looks at his phone, and the caller ID shows the guy that he called a few hours ago for a job. This guy's calling him back, so he's all like, oh my god, I'm going to get the fucking job. This guy wants to do an interview. And it progresses from there. So this one is called I Need an Address, the number three call of the last, of the season three. Fuck.
Number three.
There's a job here for a body shop helper. It says call Tony.
We are unavailable to take your call. Please leave a message. Press 1 to play messages. Press 2. 22 messages. Message 1.
Good morning. I'm calling in regards to the body shop helper. Ad in the newspaper. My name is Robert, and I have all the experience required for the job. My phone number is. Thank you much.
12:15 a.m. Sunday.
And I spoofed the number as the guy with the job offer. So this will be quite confusing.
Hello.
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 May I speak with Robert, please?
There is no Robert at this number.
I'm returning a number for Mr. Robert Roberto regarding a job. This is Tony.
Oh, no, this is Alberto. It's Alberto.
Oh, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good, sir.
All right, so how can I help you?
I saw your ad in the newspaper this morning.
How good are you with the car machines?
With the car machines, as frame straightening machine?
Yeah, straightening the machine.
Well, I haven't worked very much on that aspect of the body shop. I was, I worked for Autobody.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do a whole lot of the wet sanding, detailing, preparation for returning of the cars. That was my main line, installing door panels back, putting the cars back together after they had been repaired.
You know what? You got it, man. Come on down to the shop. When you want? You want to start tomorrow, Monday through Friday?
I'm game.
All right, where are you at? You tell me, and I'll get there. Come on down to the shop tomorrow. Bring your papers with you. And we'll start.
Okay.
All right. Nine a.m. You can wear jeans, but we prefer a collared shirt.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Alberto.
Okay.
We'll see you then.
Like a polo shirt, a three button shirt.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Give me an address.
All right. We'll see you then. Thank you, Alberto.
Give me an address.
Okay. You got it. All right.
Hello.
You got that? 9 a.m.
9 a.m. where?
At the shop.
Where is the shop?
It's in Orlando.
Give me an address.
You got it. All right, Alberto, we'll see you tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Hold on.
Okay, talk to you.
Hello?
I'm looking forward to this. Thank you very much. It came down between you
Hello?
And you. We had a girl, Roberta and Alberto. I think we'd rather go with the guy.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Come down to the shop, sir.
All right. But tell me where the shop is. I don't know where the shop is.
And the fire alarm is going off.
Hello?
There's a fire alarm going off. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, yeah.
Hello?
9 a.m. You got it?
But you got to tell me where the shop is. I don't know where the shop is.
At the shop. It's downtown.
Downtown Weird. Give me an address.
There's a fire alarm again. Hang on. Hey, I'm going to go outside so you can hear me, all right?
I need an address.
Okay, you ready? You got the shop 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. Three button pull down shirt.
I need an address.
Okay.
I need an address.
For, oh, you need the address. You need the address.
Yeah, I need an address.
All right, it's 122. 122. I'm sorry, we got a problem. They're doing a test on the fire alarm and it keeps going off.
I hear it.
Okay.
I hear it.
All right, it's 122.
Uh-huh.
Southwest. Battery. Downtown.
Southwest what?
122. Southwest.
I didn't get that.
I will see you at 9 a.m. You got it.
I didn't get that. Okay. I didn't get the address.
We got it. I got you. You got it. We got it.
I didn't get the address. You. Oh, come on.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
What is that noise?
I don't know. Let me call you back. Is this Tony?
This is Tony, yeah.
Let me call you back because I'm getting some noise on the line.
Is the fire alarm going off?
Okay, what's the address again? 122 what?
Southwest on 3rd Street.
I didn't get that. I get that.
Sir, if, you know what? Forget it. If you can't write down directions, forget it. It's just not going to work out.
Oh, you're playing with me, man.
Good night. Good luck to you,
what's
Roberto.
What's the address?
I'm going to call Roberto, all right?
What's the address?
You're
not giving me the address.
I thought I meant to call Robert. I meant to call Robert, not Alberto. I made a mistake.
Oh, come on, man.
I got to call
what's
Robert.
What's the address?
I'm calling Robert. No,
what's
no, 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 forget it. No. This is not going to work out, no.
Oh, you're playing with me, man. Why you call me to play with me?
I got
to
go. That's it. I'm calling Robert. No.
All right. Good luck, man.
All right,
good
you
luck.
Too. Bye-bye.
That's a horrible thing. That's so bad. I'm going to hell. I don't know.
Wise enough to figure it out.
That's still tough. That's not good. I feel really embarrassed right now with myself.
Good for him.
That's not good at all.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10.
All right, everybody. I love that one. That's one of my favorite ones.
I
hear
that.
It's bad. It's you know, it is kind of bad to do shit like that, but come on, man.
You know the guy, sounds like you're talking to?
Who?
Sounds like the guy that we tried when we tried to call oh shit, oh god. Oh man. Pasquale. You sound like the guy who you are.
Pasquale. Dude,
he sounds like the Pasquale, doesn't he?
You reminded me. I gotta pray that. I gotta play that prank call. That's the first. I'm drunk. That's the first prank call we ever did on the show.
Are you?
Yeah. Where is?
At the bar, drunk.
Where is Pasquale?
I think you were just there to smoke cigars.
Milkman, you remember the story?
Same old.
Tuck, you weren't around for this. So this is where me and Milkman fell in love. This is our first, my first prank call to the show. Where is Pasquale? The very first call that I ever attempted.
Yeah.
And it went right through.
Yeah, I remember this. He's a listener, man.
And as I always say,
I was a listener from the beginning, man.
This is the first prank call we ever did on the Madhouse Radio Show way back in July of 2005, and it was a ballpark hit. Here we go. Where is Pasquale? Just for Milkman. I know it's one of his favorites. Let's play that here. We always play this every anniversary show. The first prank call we ever did.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio.
PCU Radio. PCU is dead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, tu ama, bro.
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking. I'm gonna speak Spanish.
I know. You speak English, I say.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucker, you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call again to this point, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry?
Bitch.
But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
You've just been listening to a sample of the Thursday night.
Gotta get a move, get a fucking out of me. Yeah, not everybody. That's
Milkman.
Love that.
This guy must be related.
Yeah. All right, so that's the original Pasquale show. That's the original prank call of Pasquale. Oh, man, I'm so fucked up right now. I'm so sorry, everybody. I probably shouldn't be talking cursing like this. There's cops around. They don't seem to care.
The way that guy talks, though, man, he could barely get his words out, man. He must have been really wasted, man, like a lot of tequila or some shit. Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. Yes, I want to just say, everybody, I love Tamalamarama. Tamalamarama has a nice chest. I think she has beautiful eyes and a nice complexion. And I would have sexual relations with her.
Panorama, so. that was a good band.
Yeah, sir. Bananarama. I love Bananarama. Bananarama. All right. Shut up, Milkman. Why are you making fun of the Tamalamarama for, man? That's a good girl. Anyway.
Come on, man. We got to keep her smiling.
Thank God I got a DD here. Big Will. You know, remember Will? He's over here helping out with the show tonight. I don't think you guys can hear him, but Will's in the house. What's up, Will? Say hi.
Will Fortway.
Yeah, I don't think you guys can hear him, but Will's hanging out with his afro in the background helping us out with the show tonight. It's a big deal.
Yeah, Will, man.
Yeah, Big Will. He's been with us for a while now. We're here live at Lopez Cigar Bar and Grill. We're getting ready to wrap things up here. It's already late, and I think closing time should be coming up here pretty soon, so people here are going to start getting their last drink, especially the ladies. The big lady girls over here, what's going on? I understand they're getting $1. Anything they want for a dollar, Milkman. Can you believe it? They can get a whole pitcher of beer if they want it for a dollar.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, man.
Man, tell them to get us some cruising and coke, man. Twist the lime.
I'm presuming that they're giving me all this beer that I'm drinking for free. I've never had to pay for a drink here at Lopez's before, so I'm presuming that's what the case is.
Lime.
I'm on beer number 8 at this point. I'm thinking I'm going to spend the night here. Anyway, so, moving on. We've lost the ability to make outbound prank calls, so no more live prank calls tonight. I'm going to thank Lonesome Loser, my brother, man. I love you so much. I wish you could have made it to the wedding. I also wish Milkman could have made it to the wedding. Lonesome Loser sent us a lot of numbers. We did as many calls as we could. Thank you very much, man. Lonesome Loser, we could not have gone 4 years without you, 3 years without you. We're going into our fourth year.
Oh, hell no, man. He's the hardest working man.
Everyone take a shot or take a drink right now for Lonesome Loser, the man himself. You're the man.
You're the legend.
All right. So we just got off the line a little bit earlier with Reclude. Reclude is the winner of the best guest caller again 2 years in a row. Last year he won for the best new character, Richie Randall. This one, as a matter of fact, now this call here we did was on Thanksgiving. You know, now everybody had the itis. So to say, we were all drunk and turkeyed out. Tryptophan? Is that what's in that turkey stuff? We were all loaded and shit. And Carlito, of course, on a Thursday night, as always, for Thanksgiving, you know, Milkman, you and I, we decided to come on the air and do a quick show. We always have fun. The funny thing is, with the Thanksgiving shows, usually ends up me being really drunk and bloated, eating a lot of carbs, and I end up farting. I usually do a few fart calls where I actually fart into the phone. Well, anyway, here, me and Reclude, you know, we're calling around some places on Thanksgiving, and we find a salvage yard, and, Reclude just takes it away. This is probably should have been the best call of the year, but the best calls. It's two calls, as a matter of fact. This is 14 minutes long. So I want to apologize in ahead of time, but this is really good the whole way around. You're 14 minutes will go by and you won't even notice it. When we come back, we'll do the number one call and get out of here. But for reasons I'll explain earlier, this call is only the number two call of the year. But regardless, here we go. Out of the best of Prankdown, the number two, Salvage Carl Yards by Reclude, Richie Randall here on 98.6 The Mouth.
Hell yeah.
We'll be right back in a moment. Enjoy. This is Prank Call Gold right here.
One of my favorites.
And I also wanted to let you guys know that there is a new Prank Call CD coming out from Madhouse Radio pretty soon. And more than likely this will be featured on it. That's going to come out in August. I don't know the title. Actually, the title is going to be How Much Are Your Spaces? I think MSC3 Clay or someone else like that gave us that idea. For the title of the call, good idea. But anyway, here we go. Number two, Richie Randall, Salvage Call from Thanksgiving 2008.
Number two. help you.
Hey, sir, you guys want a salvage yard?
Pardon?
Hello, you guys want a salvage yard out there with cars?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, my girl Francine took my car out there. I just got a divorce from my ex, and I think my car's out there. I think she was going to put it through the crusher she was talking about. What's going on?
Pardon?
She was going to put it through the crusher out there.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure it's not there, you know what I mean? Because she said she was going out to Shag Nasty's and going to put it in the crusher. You guys got like a magnet and a big crusher out there or something? Maybe she's lying, but I just want to make sure. Because
I have a crusher come in once a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. When did it come in last?
Oh, it's been a while. What kind of car was it?
It was a Buick. This guy off my mom. She put that goddamn thing down there. I tell you what. I just want to come down here and make sure it's not there, you know. When's the last time the crusher was there? Maybe you got it in there in the lot.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, it's only been a couple weeks, but how often do you get cars in there?
Well, I get cars in there all the time.
What's that?
What year Buick and model?
Listen, I know you got it. Listen, I mean, I know you're just trying to jerk me around. So listen, let's get to the point.
No, I'm not trying to jerk you around. I'm trying to
determine
whether I have it or not.
That's fine, but listen, I'm going to come down because I just opened a door for me. You got a gate down there or something? Where are you guys off of?
No, I'm not opening it tonight.
You got it off of Highway 5 or where are you guys at?
We're off of Highway 2, but I'm not opening it.
Highway 2, okay, that's close enough. Well, listen, I'll just stop by because I really need that car. I mean, she's, you know, I know my wife's got it down there.
You'll be wasting your time because I won't let you back there tonight.
What's that?
You come down, come around tomorrow in the daylight hours after 10. And
I can't wait, John. I got to go to my parents because I'm late for Thanksgiving. So I'll be right down. My name is Richie
Randall.
I'm not
going to let you in the backfield.
What's that?
You're gonna wait. You'd be wasting your time because I'm not gonna be opening the.
Well, this doesn't matter. I'm gonna get in. I'm like MacGyver when
you're
comes
not.
To that stuff.
Don't sit here and threaten me on the phone.
I'm not threatening. I'm just gonna come in and get my car.
Business hours and I'll
it's
be
my car. Listen, it's my goddamn car. I'm gonna come get it, and nobody's gonna stop me because I'm Richie Randall. Do you know who I am?
Who?
You ever heard of Richie Randall?
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Exactly. So I'm coming down
but
to get my car.
It's not going to scare me any. I'm not going to.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to say that I got connections to the mayor.
I don't give a damn what connections you have.
I know his street supervisor.
I'm trying to be nice to you now, and now you're starting to piss me off.
Well, listen, I don't have time for this. I need my Buick, and I'm going to my mommy's house, and nobody's going to stop me. I'm going to be right down there. And I'm not trying to get violent. I'm not
what
a violent
your,
person.
What was your name again, Richie?
I'm a musician, and I don't get violent. I just
what was your
get,
name again?
Do you have a junkyard dog in there? Because my name is Richie Randall.
What was your
Randall.
Name again? What
Richie
was your name?
Randall. God
Richie
damn it.
Richie Randall, huh?
And I'll be right down here, and we're going to get my Buick, and I'll pay you $100, and that's final. There's
all
nothing
right. Well,
going to happen.
Whatever, then we'll have a problem.
Well, that's fine. We'll have a problem. I'm going to jump the gate or something. I mean, I got to. You better not have no junkyard dog. I'll sue you. My daddy's a lawyer.
Well.
You better
you
open
don't
that
have to
goddamn
worry about
gate.
Dog. You better be worried about me.
Well, I tell you what, I ain't worried about nothing because I got a can of mace. And if you come after me, I'll mace you. And I'm going to run in the gate. I'm going to get my car. I'm going to bust through the gate because nobody's stopping me. I'm going home. I'm going home.
That's good. He's like, don't get, what did he say? Don't get rude to me.
He's like, he heard it. I must be, Richie must be famous.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows me too. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know him. I know you. Yeah, all right.
Excuse me, help you. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Have you guys got a Buick in there? My brother Richie's got a Buick in there, and I just want to know if I can come pick it up.
Well, nobody's coming here tonight. I've already told him
Richie.
That I've been really nice, and I'm really
listen,
don't like the threat today.
It's my brother Richie, and
well,
he's
if he
really
comes up here, he's going
dead.
To jail.
No,
control
it doesn't
him
matter.
Keep his ass away from here because if he comes up here tonight, he's going to jail.
Our dad's a lawyer. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to jail. We got
well,
enough money.
I don't want him up here threatening me and my dog.
No, I'm not trying to. We just want to get the Buick.
No,
it's okay. Listen, it's okay. We're just going to come and get the Buick. And nobody's trying to be
threatened. No, you're not
coming
up here tonight.
It's okay.
I'm telling
just
you,
let us in the door.
Just like
just
I told him, my business hours are from 10 to 12.
Let us in the door.
Tomorrow.
It's okay. Just open
the
gate.
Call up before you come.
No, nobody says anything. We're just going to open the gate for us. It's okay.
No.
Everybody be happy.
All right.
Just open the
Hold
gate.
It now.
Open
All right. This
gate.
Is the only way I'll do it. Is you hear? You listening to me?
Okay, yeah.
You call the sheriff's office. You come up here with a deputy. Then we'll go into the backfield. But if you don't show, if you show up without a deputy, somebody's going to jail.
Do you understand me? Okay, yeah.
Hey,
we're showing up.
I don't like being threatened.
I'm actually,
I don't like my dog being threatened, and I don't like
my buddy.
My house
I tell you what. What about a city cop?
Well, there ain't no city cop that'll come out here because Newport is a sheriff's department. You'll have to call and make
well,
a
actually,
to have a deputy
actually, my
up here.
My sister's a state trooper, so maybe she can come out. But listen, it's okay. Just open the gate for us, okay?
I want a uniformed officer in a patrol car.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
If there's not, then I'm gonna have my gun in my hand. Do I make myself clear? And I will not take any crap.
Listen,
and I will not be threatened.
I got Kevlar. I used to live in England.
I don't give a damn what you got, Mister. I don't know what the problem is between your brother and his girlfriend, but it's not something that's worth all this bullshit. You follow me?
Listen.
You come up here in a peaceful mood with an officer, and I'll go in there tonight, and I'm going out of my way for this.
It's going to happen.
But if you don't show up
don't
with an officer, you're going to get turned around or go to jail.
Holy shit. No, we're not going to jail. We got a connection. So, listen, let me just spell it out for you, buddy. Let me spell out for you. What's going to happen is my ex and this, all right, I blew my cover. It doesn't matter. What's going to happen is you're coming down and we're going to get my Buick. I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, and nobody's going to get hurt.
Okay.
I tell you, I got a mace and I got a Kevlar. Nobody's shooting me.
All right.
And I got a Doberman Pinscher too or something. And you don't need to see
right.
it. It'll be in the car. I'm
you
not bringing it out.
You
want to
threaten me? Fine. You
I'm
come
bringing
up that
out.
Driveway without an officer with you, and I'm going to start shooting immediately. Do I make myself clear? And I don't give a fuck if I kill you or not. You understand
what do you
me?
Want to be angry for? I don't understand, man.
Want me to be angry? Jesus Christ, your brother threatened me, and now you're threatening me, and I'm not supposed to get angry?
Listen, buddy.
You don't come to my house and do this kind of shit. You want to be civilized? Fine. If you not want to be civilized, you want to come up here and threaten me, I'm going to start shooting.
Holy shit.
I survived
Listen.
Vietnam, goddammit. I can survive this. So if you want to have it out, you just come up here and threaten me. That's all it's going to take.
Listen,
I will not
I'm a fast
bullshit.
Runner.
Every vehicle I have on this property, I have paperwork for.
Well, Jesus Christ, you don't have to be an asshole.
No, you're the one that's being the asshole threatening me with mace and a fucking dog and shooting me and shit, just like your fucking brother. Now, I suggest you wait until daylight, because you don't want to come up here now. Because I don't give a damn. No matter, I don't give a fuck if you bring the whole damn state patrol office and every officer in the goddamn state up here with you. You're not going to be allowed to be on this property. Period.
Well, Jesus,
say,
do
I make
Christ.
Myself clear
you don't
now?
Have to be an asshole. I'm going to come. You know what? I think it's bullshit. I totally think you're bluffing. I'm just going to go get my Buick, okay? And nobody's
well,
going to do
up
anything.
Here and try it because I've already got the sheriff's department on their way up here.
Oh, bullshit. What'd you do? Would you instant message him on the internet? That's bullshit. Would you get him on the TV?
No, I called
that's
him.
That's bullshit.
And they're on their way.
When did
you,
you want to
come up
them?
This driveway, if you want to come up this driveway, be my guest.
When's your fucking call?
You stick
I mean, what'd
you
call
him?
Would you send him a telegram? Would you sell him a telegram? Stop. Ricky Randall's about to get his Buick. Stop. Please come soon. Stop. I mean, what are you going to do, buddy? Can you wrestle?
Bill,
I was state camping.
I'm done talking.
State camping.
You're not welcome
10 years.
On this property. You're not welcome on this property, nor is your brother.
I don't give a shit. My
Buick. If you come on this property, you're going to jail. And if you come up here tonight, it's going to make it even a hell of a lot.
I tell you
what,
you think I'm leaving without my Buick? You're crazy, man. Francine's not doing this to me. I know you're always
sick. You think I have your Buick? You wait.
Jesus Christ, it's Thanksgiving.
Come up here like a man.
It's Thanksgiving, asshole.
Don't come up here like an asshole. Don't come up here like an asshole and threatening me.
God damn.
If I have your vehicle, it'll still goddamn well be here tomorrow. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come as a... I'm just going to come as a pizza delivery guy. That's what I'm going to come as. You're not going to know what it is. And then I'm going to run and get my Buick.
No, you're not.
You're goddamn right.
If I have that vehicle back there, it is there tonight. It will not go anywhere tonight. I'll guarantee you that.
Shit.
I'm going to take that reasonable. You want to come up here with an officer? Fine. But I want that officer's vehicle in front. And have them call me before they come up my driveway. Because if a vehicle comes up my driveway and I don't recognize it as an officer, I'm going to consider it you. And then, and whoever's in that vehicle is going to be have a gun pointed at them. And I'll be mean in business.
That's bull.
Do I make myself clear?
Dude, you just pissed off, and that's bullshit. You know
goddamn
well.
You're goddamn right I'm pissed off, and I got every right to be pissed off.
You know goddamn well you're not going to shoot anybody.
Well,
that's it, bull. I called
you
bluff.
Next moves
I got you. I got you. I know you're not going to shoot anybody. I'm just going to drive right up that fucking shit. I'm going to open the gate. I've never even been here. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to go, and I'm going to get my car. I mean, you can't take it from me legally. I got the title. It's not even in the glove box. That's, I got you. You think you can take
well,
it from me?
I don't
you think
care.
You have the legal
you don't
right?
Come up here without a, you don't come up here without a deputy. Pure and simple.
Oh, Jesus
you
Christ.
Come
I'll come there with a...
And you're going to have
I'll
a...
I'll come there with
a safety
town police
officer. If you
officer.
Make any moves that I think is threatening, I will shoot.
Oh, boy. Oh, now it's first it's coming to driveway. Now it's you make a threatening move. What's next, huh? You're just
getting out of your goddamn car is going to be enough for me.
That's right.
Your car is going to be enough for me.
That's right. That's right. You think you're a tough guy? Tell you what, why don't you fight like a man? You have your gun on you. I mean, seriously, you want to wrestle? You want to wrestle, buddy?
I'd just as soon kill you and get it over with.
That's bullshit.
I'm
why?
I don't want to be fighting on the goddamn ground with people anymore. So I'll just kill you. There ain't going to be no fist fight. I guarantee you that. Now, you want to come up my driveway and threaten me?
You know, Kung Fu, I guarantee you don't. Neither do I. It's bullshit.
Well,
you know what? Guns equal pussy, other than the army you're hunting. I tell you that. That's what it means.
Your brother's name is
that's
Richie Randall?
Guns is pussy. I tell you
What's
what.
What's your name?
Bobby
guy?
Easton. My name is Richie Randall.
Cliff Randall?
God damn it. My name is Richie Randall, and I'm tired of this shit. I'm getting my car. I'm just going to drive right up your fucking driveway. And if you don't like it, you call the cops, and they're going to be right by my side, and we're going to get your goddamn car. We're going home, we're going to see Mommy, and we're fucking 10 hours late, and it's bullshit. Nobody's getting in my way. I tell you what, I got a Kevlar, I got mace, I
to
got...
To place a call, press 1 to listen to...
Oh, my God. That is the prank of the year so far.
This is a great fucking
oh
dude. That's
my
a great
God.
Set of pranks.
The whole time he thought you were still the brother because he was actually...
what a dumb fuck.
He's like what's your brother's name, Richie Randall?
What a dumb fuck. All I did was... Hey,
listen.
Was like,
he kind of sounds like
a like
California
your
guy, man.
Oh. Number 1.
Oh, fucker shit. Don't play number 1 yet. Anyway. Was I wearing a flower shirt? No, I wasn't wearing a flower. I like flower shirts, hi-fi, but I wasn't wearing a flower shirt. The sheriff says if I was a hot, he's making a nasty comment. if I was a homeless guy. Dude, it was a bunch of fucking, I went to the strip club for my bachelor party thing in Atlantic City with Andy, the former co-host of the show. It was nothing but a bunch of hosers and these Indian people hanging out, like, staring at women. I was like, what the fuck? I'm just chilling there in the cut, and the hook, the horse started coming up to me, chilling all nice, like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Yeah, it is damn. Atlantic City's very crappy. I wasn't very impressed with the place. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a big deal. I don't recommend it. But whatever, I guess if you live in New York or somewhere to go, New Jersey or something like that. Anyway, the last prank call. This is the number one prank. Now, Tuck and Milkman, I wanted to bring this up, guys, gentlemen. You remember what the biggest event probably of the year was? And I know
yes.
We all kind of forgot about it, but you remember when the show got... You remember when we did the calls, and Rick Lee brought this up, we did the prank calls to the anger management line. It was a bunch of bullshit. So anyway, Lonesome Losers...
Oh, right.
I mean, honestly, the last calls that we played, the Richie Randall Savage, those are awesome pranks, and they probably should have really deserved the number one pranks of the year, I'll be honest with you. But
I gave you the cred on the street.
Exactly, the cred. But you can't deny that this was probably the biggest event of the year. Now, keep in mind, this is a few months ago. Maybe around 8 months ago or so, six months ago, I do a prank call. We're doing a regular Madhouse show, and we get to this anger management line that Lonesome Loser sends to me, and sure enough, this lady is just out of nowhere. She goes ballistic on me. We prank call her. She freaks out. I guess she's friends with a cop or has a connection with the police locally or something like that, whatever it is, and really quickly, with some fucking bullshit, she gets into some fucking shit, gets our number traced over to the local police, 911. By 15 minutes after you hear the last call that we do here, my house gets raided by the police. We got shut down. My computers got taken away from me.
Oh, my God. That was a big shutdown, dude. Almost 2 fucking weeks.
It's fucking nuts, because all anybody knew was that me, I was doing a show, and I said, something's going on over here. We're going to take a break. And it's silence for, like, days on the station. So, to be honest with you, yeah, the police knock on the door. I open the door. They come in. They ask me, yeah, we got a report of a violent, threatening call from here. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing a prank call podcast. I'm recording it. You mean all the... And they took my two computers from here. They started searching through the house. They took a bunch of shit out of my house. They take me to the police station here on 33rd Street here in Orlando. I spent the night there. They left me sit in this fucking 30-degree fucking interrogation room for like 5 hours until they talked to me. And then they end up letting me go. They keep my computer over the weekend. And I'm freaking out. I miss a day of work. I got to explain to my boss, yeah, I did a prank call last night and they arrested me. They didn't arrest me. They just brought me in for, they brought me in for questioning and read me my rights, but they said they weren't arresting me, but they did read me my rights. And in the end, they ended up, you know, dropping all the charges and this and that. So anyway, so this
dude,
is the
man, you were so fucking lucky, dude. I can't believe they had you handcuffed to the table for that long, man.
Fucking nuts, man. I didn't get handcuffed to that. I never got handcuffed at all, but I did have to take a ride in the police squad car all the way down to Orlando. There were like 10 cops out here in front of the condo that I live in. So, my neighbors are looking at the windows and standing outside wondering what happened to Carlito. What the fuck? Did he beat up his fiance?
That gun was useless out front, man. He didn't even fucking warn you.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Yeah, so this is bullshit. Yeah, the cops showed up because of this here. It's fucking nuts. I hope you all enjoy this. This is the number one prank call of the year.
I heard this call in a while.
These are it's a series of four calls. The first two calls are me. The third one you're going to hear is the voicemail of the lead lady leaves back for me. And the fourth one is Hollywood Vanya. who was a cool-ass guy, and thank you very much for his help throughout the season that we had here with the prank call, you know, isolating prank calls and posting them for us. Everyone, be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Check out our forums where you can hear these prank calls and a lot of other ones. Anyway, listen to this. The best prank call of the year, or the best series of prank calls, this is the anger management calls, a.k.a. the raid calls that got me arrested. But we're still here. We survived. We'll be right back to wrap things up in just a moment. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Lord.
Number one.
Crisis line, may I help you?
How you doing?
I'm Hello. Good. How can I help you?
I'm good. Do you folks offer solutions or you just offer referrals?
We referrals, but we don't. We can't really offer.
I hear. It sounds like there's children. It sounds like there's children in the background. What kind of place is this?
Sir, can I help you?
Are there children in the background?
Sir, I'm in an office and I'm watching the TV, so that's really not the relevance. Can I help you with
that? I don't think so. Are you one of those answering services where you answer from home and you're, like, taking my information and there's children around looking at the information? I heard a baby in the background going,
no.
Yeah, crap is what does it to me. That people like you
have a nice evening, sir.
Bring those
Bye-bye.
Stupid kids to my job.
Crisis line, may I help you?
You tell those motherfuckers in the fucking background to shut the fuck up and take down my information.
Well, I'm the person. I am. Why don't you call me a motherfucker?
You motherfucker.
That's terrible. You do not call this line and talk like that. As a matter of fact, don't call back again.
You piece
Otherwise,
of trash.
I've got your phone number. I've got two numbers that you just called from. I'm going to report them to the police.
I'm
okay?
blocking my what? Number. You don't have my number. I'm blocking it, you stupid bitch.
Yes,
I'm blocking
I do.
It.
I've got two of them. I have two of them.
Bullshit.
You called from one the first time and one from another.
You don't
no,
have shit.
Not.
No, you don't. I'm blocking my number.
I'm going to call you back right now.
I'm going to have you fired.
Just want to confirm that this is the number that called, placed a call, violent call to a hotline earlier, and we will be looking up the phone number, and we will further investigate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, a violent call. She said she's confirming it's the number that left the violent call.
Crisis line, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Summer, and I just got an emergency call from my office line.
Okay. I'm sorry?
I guess somebody called from there, something about a violent call.
Yes. The who was the person that? I'm sorry. First of all, is this your business?
Yes, ma'am.
This is your business.
This is my business. Well,
and who is the person that's on the voicemail of your business?
Any idea who you're talking about, ma'am?
Okay, but I'm asking you, when I called the number and I left a message, there's a male's voice that's answering. Is that one of your coworkers or associates?
That is actually the company that we go through our voicemail for. We pay them to do the voicemail.
The gentleman who answered and said, this is so and this is this name and this is, I mean, that gentleman is just an answering service?
It's an answering service, yes, ma'am. It's actually a voicemail answering service. I don't know.
Okay. Hold on a second. I understand. You can tell me that you don't understand. It doesn't matter. It's out of my hands now. I've already reported the phone number. If they investigate and I was incorrect, then so be it. But it was my responsibility to report the phone number that I received an extremely hostile call from the male that actually is the same voice that answered that number. And it was a hostile call. It came from two different phone numbers. That was the first phone number that it came from. And he was extremely hostile. It was an emergency. I understand, and let me just tell you where I'm coming from so that way you know what it is, and then we'll hang up, and then we can get past it.
I just got woken up knowing nothing that's going on. Please do not yell at me, okay? First off, I need you.
I'm not. I'm just...
No, you're yelling
at me, ma'am.
Okay?
I'm running a business myself here. This is an emergency line. So I just want to let you know that the number was reported. If it was done incorrectly, I apologize. But that is the phone number that I received a call from.
What kind of business do you run, ma'am?
I'm sorry. I said this is an emergency line, and that doesn't matter. You and I can't spend a lot of time discussing back and forth. All I can say is I received a hostile call, and I reported it, and that's all I did, and that's my responsibility.
Now I'm receiving a hostile call too, ma'am.
No, I didn't. I just left a voicemail letting you guys know that I did that, and I needed to let you know that I reported the phone number. I don't know where the organization is. I don't know what your business is. I don't know any of that. I just know that that's where I received the call from.
We run a strip
so I was letting you know.
We run a strip club.
I'm sorry?
No, we run a strip club, and there's not hardly any people in here that are hostile until they get really, really drunk.
It was a male's voice. It was the same male that answered your voicemail. So if that's an answering service, it's just a little weird that your answering service, the person who, it literally was the same voice.
Very strange.
And I received, yeah, it is. But the most strangest part is that I received the hostile call from somebody from this phone number. And he was extremely hostile. I mean extremely.
What exactly
very verbally abusive. He cursed. He called me a lot of names. This is an emergency helpline. I'm sorry?
What exactly did he say?
Ma'am, I don't talk like that, so I'm not going to say what he said, but
I need to know so I can write this down. So I can get in touch with us.
He called me a mother effer, he called me a B
word.
Again,
how dare you? I said abbreviate.
I did say mother effer.
No, not
that is
use
not the
those
word,
words
ma'am.
With me, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, I'm
that
sorry, but I think
so,
you, I did not use
so
it.
So wrong. You could have said MF.
You're trying to
play. You could have said MF. No.
Bye-bye now, ma'am. I think
now
you're
woke
just,
me up.
I'm going to call and report you now.
No reason.
Now I'm calling to report you. I'm going to report
no
you
reason
now that there's a female calling. Yes, because you were doing the same. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
How dare you.
She didn't figure out to the very end. That's funny now.
All right, everybody. Thank you. That is the number one prank call segment of the night of the year. The anger management calls that got me in trouble. Yes, the police fucking.
Dude, that one there had a sweating, man.
Police
I was afraid you fucking not going to get out of jail, man.
Police showed up here around 12:30 a.m. The only person that figured out that something might have been wrong was Hollywood Vanya, who called Athena around that time and around the next day, and she told them the whole story. So, yeah, I'm cool. It was all good. But that's really fucked up. So yeah,
I remember that night, and then you were there, and then you weren't there, and I thought you had computer trouble, and we were sitting here in the TeamSpeak waiting on you, and Mel Command is strumming on his guitar and shit, and we did sat there for about an hour, and you never came back.
yeah, there was a silence, because I was dealing with the cops. The cops were here in my house, you know, were in my house, fucking at the house. And I was like, oh shit, Athena's like, Hawaii 5-0. And Athena's all pissed
I'm
off.
The man is doing is Jimi Hendrix, scales.
Yeah. And Athena was all like, this.
On his guitar.
Athena was like, you motherfucker, I told you this shit was gonna happen one day. You're fucking doing this shit. Was gonna get you in fucking trouble one day. Blah, 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 blah. But she loves Madhouse Radio, so.
Exactly.
And
I was pretty sure she was like gonna let you go do it anymore.
I don't know how she didn't kill me. I don't know how she didn't call the wedding off. But anyway, we're done. That was the top 10 prank calls. You know, we had a pretty good show tonight.
Jailbird.
It's late.
Despite all the drama, we had a good show. We did our top 10 prank calls. We also did a few honorable mentions. We had Recluse. Sean Ward was on the line tonight. Lonesome Loser sent in some numbers, and we did some live prank calls also. I want to thank everybody over, all my lovers. I love Syndicate Radio, all my homeboys over there. Thank you guys. Of course, I want to give a big special thanks to everyone over at 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6
The Mouth.
All my people over there. Yes, sir. Those are all my homies over there, too. And I want to give a thanks to everyone over at MadhouseLive.com. Be sure you go over there and check out our forums, because in the forums, if you go over to the top prank section or the vault section, you'll be able to choose a whole selection of fucking prank calls that are fucking good. Everyone who's here in the bar right now, be sure you also check out MadhouseLive.com when you get home. I got some.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker.
I bought a few copies of my CD over here, so if you want to pick them up, be sure to pick them up. Also, you can also. Thank you. You can also, I got a few of those not greeting cards. I got a few of those fucking business cards over there with the MadhouseLive.com website and information. Be sure to check those out. And I want to thank everyone who's been with us since forever. Milkman, you're one of those lonesome loser. We have a lot of people. Tuck, you've been with us forever. I couldn't do it without you guys. This is why I do it. I want to thank all our podcast listeners who've been hanging out with us since forever. We got more podcast listeners than we do live listeners, of course. It's much more convenient to listen on the podcast.
Yeah, Sergeant Army was stopped in tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Sergeant Army, he's a podcast listener. He made a special exception to make it, you know, here tonight to the live show, so that's always awesome. I want to thank Crazy Fucker. He called in tonight also. I want to thank a lot of people, like, you know, the good simple people like Jonathan, MST3 Clay. We got a lot of people out there, Maven, people like that, all of you. I mean, I don't want to go into a whole, I mean, don't get offended if I don't mention you now. I mean, I'm doing off the top of my head. Kokanee for sending in news articles all year long and for, seven, you know, for more than a year this
year. Oh, yeah, man, a resident reporter.
That's right. People, you know, I want to thank people like Brandon Vegas. I want to thank people
hey,
like...
Hey, Mary, that one about the cat.
Yeah, all my folks do that, you know. I love doing this show. I know, I remember I used to talk about ending the show, you know, in May, that we weren't going to come back and do any more. We were going to do any more show, but sure enough, we came back. I'm not going anywhere. As long
yeah,
as
yeah, Tug's our resident. Tug there, Uncle Tug is our resident artist.
That's right, Tug, for doing all the artwork and all that stuff. MST3Fo is going to start dancing right now if he's out there. I think he's gone. Yeah, we're done. We're over. It's over, folks. We'll do another whole year, another 5 years.
We got
a lot of big plans here for the fourth year, so don't go anywhere. A new CD is going to be coming out in about a year. I want to thank everybody who bought that CD, who bought a copy for $4.99 of that CD that I autographed for you. A lot of you people came through on that ran the show for a good 3 or 4 months.
I never
months.
Got a copy of that.
You never did get
and
your copy.
And that's the Albert Report.
Don't feel bad, because Milkman's has been longer, has been a VIP longer than that, and he still hasn't got a copy of that. Yeah. How long of a wait is it for Google Voice? To be honest with you, I think it's about a good 2 weeks or three to get your, after you send your invite, it's about 2 or 3 weeks before you get that confirmation. But when you get that confirmation, motherfucker, it feels good. You're going to love it, man. It'll be your phone number for life. Yeah, so no Sidekick Chuck tonight.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. It's been another fucking good year, man. And I know we've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of hard times. And we've come a long way, brother. I want to thank you, though. Bottom of my heart, for us, all of our listeners, we love you. Every week, reliably, give you smiles free to all of us out there, man. We love you. Our Generalissimo of the Madhouse, Carlito. Hermanito, my brother. Thank you so much, man.
Awesome. Thanks, bro. And that's it. We're out of here. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you, Tuck. Thank you, Lonesome Loser.
TuckerMike.com. Go to the blog. Go see all the artwork.
That's right.
Magic experience as always in this past year, and hopefully next year will be another magic experience.
That's right.
Tug.com.
Seneca Radio, be sure to stay tuned. Chuckle Fett's going to be playing some Stern prank calls. I got a link to a Hollywood Vanya's uploaded all the radio calls over from Sal and Richard. But I didn't get a chance to load those into the mixer here before I left the studio and did the live show here. And also, of course, I almost forgot. I want to thank all the good people over here at Lopez Cigar Bar and Grill. All the ladies are hanging out here having their cheap drinks.
Yeah.
I want to thank Jose Lopez, of course, for hosting us here. We hope to do this again soon. Hopefully, it'll be a lot less.
Jose Cuervo.
All right, awesome. We'll catch you guys here next week, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Lopez.
It's been emotional, but we love you all. Bye-bye.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number 2. I got a question. I got a question.
Y'all don't see this. I quit.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.